systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Ben.
And thank you so much for checking. You're the only person. I'm sorry. Hold on. You're the only person that when I'm doing the intro, like it's the same every time. I can do it just with my eyes closed. Except for the date and what episode number this is. You are the only fucking guest we have on this show that cracks me up just by saying, and my name's Ben. It makes me feel like, it feels like you're on one of those dating services, like dating on demand. You're like, hi ladies, my name's Ben. I'm a single Pisces. I love long walks on the beach, short dinner dates. Like, I don't know, there's just something about your tone of voice whenever, like the last show you were on, you're like, hi, my name's Ben, how's everybody doing out there tonight? Like that crack, I don't even know why, it's not funny, but just.
It's not funny.
I don't know if it's.
It really isn't, I don't know.
I'm not even high on salvia yet, and that shit just cracks me the fuck up. So, oh, where was I in the intro? I don't even fucking know. So, my name's Matt, this is the Jam Hole, this is my friend Ben. He is helping me co-host this evening. Tonight is episode number 129. My God, we are just fucking mowing through these fucking episodes.
Getting older.
I know, we're going to catch up to Sick and Wrong in no time. I keep doing special Saturday, Sunday shows. That's not cheating, by the way. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, whether you're listening live at thejamhole.com/live video, or you're listening to this after the fact. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit that I will get right here on my screen. And if it's good, I will read it on the show. Try and make it relevant to what the fuck we're talking about. I did that on Monday's show with Braden. Like, there was not really, I wasn't getting any feedback, so I looked at the chat and I just read something randomly, and it had absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about, because there was quite a few people in there, so, you know, they get going having their own conversations, and I didn't really realize that. I figured anything being typed in there has to do with the show and what we're talking about, so I just went ahead and read something, and it was like, yeah, I like spaghetti dinner or something like that. I was like, oh, thanks, guys. Way to make me look like a fucking idiot. I do that just fine on my own. Thanks. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit while I read it on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Bunny on Belay for donating some money to thejamhole.com/donate, and thank you again to Shazam for purchasing a t-shirt, thejamhole.com/donate. We have medium, large, and extra large if you would like one. I have a bunch left, believe it or not. I know, I've been wearing the fuck out of them, so I don't know. They're comfy, they're warm.
I'm about to get my first free shirt, so that's kind of cool.
I know. Ben's like, so when are you going to start paying me for this? And I was like, can I pay you in shirts?
And stickers? I got plenty of that.
Well, I have shirts. I don't have any stickers, but I got plenty of fucking shirts. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for just making this show what it's turned into. It's amazing. When I first started this, I had no idea we would be around this long and that I would even want to still do it after, you know, 50 episodes. But we're here. We ain't going anywhere. So if you want to get a Jam Hole tattoo.
Matt's not going anywhere. Braden might go somewhere.
Yeah, right. Fuck. I don't even want to talk about that right now.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Well, no, we talked about it with him on the show. And,
right.
You know, his whole thing was that I'm 18. I need to get out of this state. And it's like, no, you really don't.
No, it's Montana.
Take a lesson from everybody that we know that's moved from Montana. What happens? You come back because you either A, get hooked on drugs, or you B, just run out of fucking money. So why not just not leave in the first place? There's plenty of fucking stupid drugs here to get hooked on. I know. I mean, look at my fucking life. It's a picture perfect portrait of what you can get fucked up on to ruin your fucking life. But I've been good since that last time, so Thank you very much. So that kind of goes in with what I had written down here. So you guys know that on Tuesday, that was yesterday, I had a date that I was going to take her out to Anna's and stuff, and I was really excited. And if you follow us on thegemhole.com/Twitter, you'll know that that never happened, and you'll know why. But for those of you that weren't following us on Twitter, I don't know why you wouldn't be. If you like this show, you would obviously want to follow us. But basically, she had a lot of problems. I guess she has a kid. Great. But the kid has a dad, so that's good. So she's like, that was kind of one of the problems with the last relationship I was in, that she wanted me to be the father. And it's like, nah, I don't want to do that with one. I definitely don't want to do that with two. So that didn't work out. But, you know, her kid has a dad, and the dad sees him. And apparently there was some problems in the court. I don't know how much of this I should really be talking about, but that's fine. I guess it's just my luck, you know? Like, I find a girl that's totally beautiful and that talks to me and that's like, yeah, I would love to go out to dinner with you and shit. And then it just gets fucking train wrecked because, oh, my ex-boyfriend is trying to take my kid away and all this shit. And I kind of talked to her today and she was really apologetic about, you know, I'm sorry I didn't go to dinner with you on Tuesday. I still want to go to your employee Christmas party on Friday, which is what I had initially asked her out for, you know. I was like, everyone's bugging me about it. Ha-ha, you're going to bring your mom as a date. And it's like, ha-ha, no, I'm not. And they're like, well, you can't just go by yourself. And it's like, yeah, I can. And then I saw her, and I've been seeing her, you know, at Sykes for a while. So I was like, hey, what's the worst that can happen? I'm sorry if you guys already listened to this, but to catch everybody up. So I asked her, she said, yeah. And then I was thinking we should have a practice date, because on Friday it's going to be her and then everyone I work with and me. So if she's not into me, we should get that out of the way before she's stuck way out at this, you know, employee party, right? Kind of like a practice run of sorts. So we were going to go out Tuesday, and then, you know, that shit with her kid happened. And I'm talking to her today, and it turns out that she is going through currently what I just got done going through. So, of course, again, rack another one up in, of course, that I find a girl that has a problem with pills, which is what I had a fucking problem with. So, of course, fuck me. So, I'm talking to her, and apparently when I got put on the Suboxone, there was like two or three spots left, because each doctor is allowed a certain amount of patients that they can prescribe that to, and once they're at that number, they can't prescribe any more people. So, if you're fucked, and you're trying to get on this shit, you know, there's nothing they can do, because there's only a certain amount of doctors here that are trained to prescribe that, for one. And then for two, each doctor is allowed a certain amount of patients. So, you know, there's a bottleneck at how many people can be on it at once. So she was talking to me, and apparently there's like a year-long waiting list now to get put on that shit. So, I don't know. That should have been the time where I cut and run and is like, okay, I can't be around you, but obviously, me being the retard that I am, I think I can fucking help everybody. So I'm like, hey, I know what you're going through. I can help you because I just went through that. I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna, but I think I can because I'm a fucking retard, of course. So long story short, I'm gonna go hang out with her after this show, after I drop Ben off. She's living at her mom's house, which is where I know that. No, dude.
That's sign language, if you guys didn't know.
If you guys aren't listening live, you should be, because...
Or if you happen to be deaf.
Sign language for what, Ben?
For sex.
No. I mean, yes, that is what that is signed for, but no, that's not why I'm going there.
Oh.
I have the internet and torrent sites that have any porn movie...
Provide all the sex you could ever want.
I know. I don't need to go fucking waste time whining and dining some hoe just to have sex. I can... You know, I could go to thejamhole.com/support and buy a fucking fleshlight or a fucking pocket pussy or something. I don't need to fucking go waste my time with real women.
Or a pocket pussy flashlight.
You know what I've learned in my travels? Real women cause real problems. But sex toys don't cause any problems. unless you get addicted to sex toys and then, you know, you end up spending all your money on those. It's like, hey, why can't you pay for rent this month? Well,
look at my closet.
Look at my sex toy fucking collection. It's amazing. It rivals that of even Wilt Chamberlain back at his pinnacle of having sex with stuff. So, yeah, that's what happened. And the only thing I did just write down about that is I don't understand why you would have a child with somebody that you're not for sure about. Like, that's kind of an investment, you know? That's like that's like buying a car when you have a seasonal job. It's like, I can make the payments now, but when I get laid off, I'm not going to be able to make the payments. It's like, you know, you're going to have to take care of that kid for 18 years, regardless of whether you're with the dad or not. Like, just because you guys break up doesn't mean the kid's like, okay, well, I guess I'm out of here now. See you later. Like, it doesn't work that way. The kid is there to stay. So it just seems like you wouldn't want to have a kid unless you were for sure,
well,
I am never going to leave you, and if you leave me, I will kill myself and the child and probably you. Like, I don't know.
I just think sometimes you do something stupid and then you have a baby.
And Shazam says, while I'm sure the stories would be great between the kid and the pills, you can't. No. I know I can't and I shouldn't, but I just, my mom said I had that problem too. She's like, every relationship you've ever been in, you've always tried to save them. She's like, you can't save every girl that you feel bad for or that you like that has problems. Like, sometimes you just have to let them go. And I know I can't, but like, subconsciously, there's just something in me that's like, I don't know, maybe it's because sometimes I'm lonely. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's like, I hear that and it's like, I know I can help you, and not help by like, hey, I'll go get some pills because I still know where to hook them up at and we can just get high together and forget about all our problems. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. You might think it is, but nay, it is not. Like, I'm over it for now. I'll let you guys know when I relapse again, yeah. But I'm doing really well. So hopefully that won't happen. But, yeah, so we do have, and I definitely will be Twittering this evening how that goes. I'll, like, if I walk into her house and it's, like, dogs and kids running around everywhere, thejamhole.com/Twitter, you're not going to want to miss tonight. But I will definitely keep you guys posted. And then on Friday, of course, I'll talk about how it goes and stuff. So we do have Ben back. If you guys listened to, what was it? Friday was Braden. Wednesday? Oh, yeah, it was the special Saturday-Sunday show with Kyle and Marcus.
Which is always fun.
Yeah, well, I wanted to have Marcus have a chance to say his piece about how you fucked him over and stole all his shit and everything. Oh, because as people know, you know, you were here on the previous Monday or something. I don't remember. I need to keep better track of this.
Let me take a piss real quick. You keep talking.
Are you kidding me?
What? Okay, never mind. I won't piss.
No, you wait until I start doing something else. Because this is...
A little piss right, in this watered right down when, rock star then.
Right when I segue into your part, you're like, oh, I got it. I'll be right
hold
back.
Hold on, I gotta take a piss.
No, you don't get to take a piss now.
Okay, cool.
So we have Ben back. And Ben.
Yay.
How are you doing, first of all?
Okay, you already go there?
Yeah, no.
I went, okay.
How's your, here, let me set this up for you. I hear you're jobless again. How's your job search going?
I applied at a lot of places. Okay, as you all know, well, I hope you know. Well, actually, I don't really care if you know. I'm on probation.
Yes, you do.
I'm on probation because I got caught with some things that probably didn't help me out for the best of the long run, right?
Holy shit, hold on. MDS says, woo, Nicole tweets. How the fuck does MDS know her name? Like, I don't recall ever saying her name on the show.
He Googled her.
That's weird.
He fucking Googled the shit out of her for a minute.
What else can you tell me about her? He probably knows more about
it. He knows. He's laughing. He knows that he did.
That's fucking amazing.
You're creepy, MDS. That's weird.
He's got my back, man. He's like, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, Matt, but you might not want to be with her because she's all over Facebook, dude. She is a whore. Great. And then she's like, you know, because I try not to at first be like, yeah, I do this show and stuff, because I don't really want them to listen, because then we'll have nothing to talk about. Like, if they listen to this show, they'll know my whole life pretty much, and I'll still not know anything about them. So
all the water you deliver.
Well, yeah, and just in general, because every now and then we'll be reading something, and it'll remind me of something, and I'll tell the story on the show of, you know, me growing up and shit.
Right.
So it kind of ruins any conversation, because I can be like, oh, yeah, I did this and that, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know. It's like, well, what don't you know? What was the last episode you listened to? Because
you're all caught up.
I know. You know my life. And that it makes it kind of weird, especially because, you know, granted, some things I say on this show, I might not right away come out with, like, hey, by the way, I'm an ex-pill junkie. Like, you know, shit like that.
Got to ease people into that.
Right. So, yeah. I don't know. I told her about it tonight because she's like, oh, you do a show. What instrument do you play? And I'm like, well, I play the microphone. I talk. It's a comedy podcast. Oh, you'll have to let me listen sometime. Well, not episode 129, okay? You can listen to any episode, but not that one. So, okay, sorry. That just, I saw that out of the corner of my eye, like Nicole. I was like, what the fuck? How does he know that? That's creepy. Okay, so you're looking for a job.
I'm looking for a job, and I've applied at all these places, and a few of them have denied, or have kind of denied me.
Like where? What was one of the more memorable places that
denied
you?
Hold on, I'll get to that.
Oh, please.
No,
I got to go take a piss now. No, I'm kidding. Okay, good. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I went and applied over at like Best Buy and all those cheesy Target kind of places, all that garbage.
I applied at Best Buy like 8 times.
They weren't digging it. It was like, all right, well, we'll call you. Just keep calling back. Well, and I'm like, well, man, if you're not even going to say that you're going to interview me or if like I'm calling you consistently and you're not even talking to me.
I didn't even get to that point. I was taking the online questionnaire where it's the personality thing where they ask you a bunch of questions. It's like, I strongly agree, right. Disagree, strongly disagree. And I filled it out honestly and I got like red, green or something and you have to get green. So I filled it out again, same thing. So I lied, same thing. I randomly filled it out. Same thing. Like, I could not, for the life of me, pass that fucking thing. And then,
like, it's a test of some sort. But
it's like, I know all this shit about computers, and I could not get a fucking job there.
On the Geek Squad.
There's the retards that work there that have no clue what the fuck they're doing, but apparently they strongly agreed with something that they were supposed to, and they got the fucking job. Huh. It's retarded.
Yeah. So I didn't get those jobs, so I'm like, well, I was talking to my friend. I got this friend.
Hold on. Shazam says no one at Best Buy knows shit. I know. Is it like that?
True.
I thought it was just here. It must be worldwide.
All right. So
equal opportunity, right?
All right. So the equal opportunity thing, if you have a felony, it's not equal for you. I mean, you're fucking excluded from that immediately.
Let's just throw that out there right now.
Yeah. You're not even a black person anymore. You're fucking.
Oh, damn. And that's bad for up here.
Yeah, for Montana, like, you should be able to get hired. It's not happening if you have a felony. So I'm like, all right, where do I go? I'm talking to my friend Jeff. He's a good friend of mine from way back. He's like, Ben, you just have to go apply yourself somewhere and just, like, apply to a place where you know you'll get hired. So
like,
where's,
okay,
what's
hold
the
on,
first
hold on,
thing
hold
you
on,
think of?
Hold on. Like, a place that you know. Like, this is my very, very last ace card in the fucking sleeve of my shirt.
Yep.
Cheating. I know without a shadow of a doubt, 110%,
right.
If all else fails, I can, for absolutely sureness, get a job here. And
right.
That, what is your go-to place? We all have one. What was yours?
Mine was, what the fuck, I'm going to McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Fucking McDonald's.
When
guys.
I was 12, I vowed, nay, I made a solemn swear, pinky swear, double dare fucking promise to myself. When I was 12, I will never, ever, ever work fast food. And you know what? I never have. And not just because I couldn't get a job there, but because I just have never had to. Thank
nice,
God.
Thank God.
So you went to a McDonald's and applied, and how'd that work out for you?
The managers were into it. They're like, oh, you seem pretty nice. You've cleaned up your act.
You
know?
Seem pretty nice for a felon.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, you seem pretty nice for a McDonald's manager.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
So I'm talking to them today, and they're like, sorry, Ben, we can't hire you. You have a felony on your record. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're McDonald's. You hire everybody. You hire the gnarliest people I've ever seen, dude.
Right?
I went into Walmart McDonald's, and there was this dude with fucking dandruff
falling out of his hair as he's talking with this lisp and this saliva that's dripping out of his mouth. And it's just gnarly, dude. And I was like, I don't want to be like that guy when I start working here, because I was pretty confident I was getting the job, right?
So right.
I'm chit-chatting with them. So I roll up to the other McDonald's today, and they're like, nay, you cannot work here.
Denied at McDonald's. Did you just feel like giving up at that point in time? Just like, yeah. I should just blow my fucking brains out because I got denied a job at McDonald's.
I felt pretty worthless, will admit, dude.
I could see that.
It
because
was pretty rough.
I mean, figure you go in there and you think, you know, I'm a pretty good-looking kid. I've got a lot going for me physically and mentally. I'm a smart kid, good head on my shoulders. I've made a few mistakes, but hey, who hasn't, right?
Right.
And then you go in there, and you see the kind of people working there. You're like, oh, no fucking problem.
You got retarded people working there, and I'm not blowing that out of proportion.
Literally.
Like, mentally challenged people
welcome,
are there.
Welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you?
But you couldn't
get a job there because you're a felon.
Because of the felony. And
because you're a drug trafficker.
Oh, my God.
Why did you traffic drugs, Ben? If you would have known, check this out, Ben. If you would have known that trafficking drugs would have made you ineligible to get a job at McDonald's, would you have trafficked drugs in the first place?
I would have done it twice as hard and twice as smart.
I would have buried two buckets in the backyard instead of just the one, because the one is getting pretty empty.
I don't know. I definitely – but they need to teach that in school. Like, if you deal drugs and you get a felony, you're not getting a job. End of story.
Right.
If they would have let me know, I probably would have been like, fuck, dude, drugs, man. What?
It's like, thanks for letting me know, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, I just threw my life away, and
thanks,
now...
Thanks, educational system. Family members.
Where was my counselor then, huh? When I needed you the most.
When I was smoking all this pot that I happened to be selling. You know? Where were you, counselors? I don't know. That was real. For me today, that was rough. So now I'm hitting.
I know. And I'm so sorry. I'm a really bad friend. But when he told me that earlier, I could not stop smiling. I was just like, You got turned down from McDonald's.
Yeah. I couldn't help but think, what the fuck, dude?
You just got to think, like, man, your life is over when you cannot get a job. I mean, and not even one. We have like five. For how small of a fucking town this is, we have like five McDonald's.
I think we have more than that now.
There's the one in Evergreen, the one in the Walmart, the one on Highway 2 across from Exxon.
Right.
The one that they just opened up down by Home Depot. That's four. The
Whitefish.
One in Whitefish. That's five.
Columbia Falls.
There is not one in Columbia Falls, is there? No, that's a Burger King.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's five in the valley.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's gross.
A valley that has, what, five towns you could call it in. But all in all, there's around 40,000 people here, I think, last time I checked. Five McDonald's. That's like, what, almost 10,000 people per McDonald's? I don't like those odds. I don't. On top of the Burger Kings and the KFC / A&Ws and the Taco Bells. Like, have you... So now, let me ask you this. Are you going to try to apply at other fast food joints?
I'm not into the fast food thing. Like a kitchen that's halfway decent, I'm into that. I can pull that off. Fast food, man, I crush under that pressure of, oh my God, you don't have the right amount of pickles, and what the fuck, this grease is too hot. And it's just like, dude,
I need five fries down stat. You guys are leaving. Don't leave me hanging.
It pissed me off so bad. It's like these things are so mundane and don't really matter in the long haul and like the long run of life.
But they
the grand scheme,
they
these
do.
Fucking things don't matter.
Because not to you personally, but look how many people depend on that for their sustenance, for their day-to-day nourishment, dude. Why do you think they're billion-dollar industries, man? Fast food is so ridiculously paid. Like, you can get fucking paid, dude. Because people want food that will fill them the fuck up, and they want it quick. They want it without having to get out of their fucking fat-ass cars. We have drive-through cigarette stores now, dude. We never had that shit. You can drive through... You can drive through City Brew, get your fucking triple shot mocha cappuccino. You can go across the street to Frugal's, drive through that, get your double bacon cheeseburger, ketchup only fries, and then you can go right down the street, drive through, and get your pack of Marb Reds or Camel Non filters, depending
on
what you smoke.
Yep.
Like, it's amazing. What's next? Drive through abortion clinics? Like, I don't know. If I knew, I would build one. So 26 says Ben should get a fucking clue and buy some fake ID papers like how illegals do to get jobs.
That
is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that would just tie the knot, wouldn't it? That would be great.
Huh? You'd get a job. How bad do you need money, bud?
I'm bad enough to deal, I guess.
I mean, hey, you're not a bad-looking kid. You could probably sell your ass on Craigslist. I know there's a lot of dudes out there looking for a nice young piece of man ass.
No. We're not doing that.
Not there yet?
We're not there yet. So getting denied at McDonald's is lame, dude. And I think I'll probably go try some gas stations. Whatever will give me like 30 hours a week. And that's all I'm asking for, like whatever they can give me. As long as I can pay rent, pay my cell phone bill, I'm pretty good. Well, actually, I got to pay insurance. Probation obligation says you have to have insurance, guys.
If you're driving, you got to have insurance. That's a lovely little scam.
Yeah. That's
like I said this before, you got to at least wreck a car like once every couple of years to get your money's worth out of insurance. Otherwise, why are you paying it? If you're not using it, like you got to use that shit.
Yep.
So Shazam says, has Ben tried Taco Bell?
Oh, good idea.
Hey.
Get denied at Taco Bell next.
I know, it's like you're just setting him up for failure.
Yeah, what the hell?
So how do they expect you to get a job to pay for all these bills, car, gas, and shit?
And mad fines, dude. I gotta pay these fines off.
But when you have that felony, like, is that what's stopping you from getting hired at these places?
Well, it seems like I've had a few respectable jobs. But it's just
while,
like,
you've had the felony?
Yeah, dude, I did landscaping with a great employer all summer.
So what is the thing that McDonald's is so high and mighty that we won't let felons work here? Like, what's the deal? You're touching other people's food, or what is it?
I don't know what it is, man.
Like, I don't understand that. You seem like those are there to hire people like that. Like, you don't want really good, smart, educated people working there. You want their skills in other places, like being doctors and shit. You don't want the fucking rocket scientist cooking your fries at McDonald's. That's just a waste of resources.
Yep.
That's like, you know, me not doing this talk show. It's just a fucking waste. Like, why would you do that?
It
just seems like that's what those places hire people for. Either that's where you go when you just turn 16 or 15 or whatever it is, and you get your very first job because you have no experience doing anything. So you work there, you build a base of a work ethic, whatever, and then, you know, you move on to better things, or you stay there and become manager.
Hey, Shazam said Subway with a question mark.
That's a little better than fast food, I think.
Hold on.
I'll eat there before I'll eat at McDonald's.
You got to hear this.
Please.
Last winter, I actually became homeless. A girlfriend and I had a little breakup. And we actually discussed it on a previous show a few months ago.
Oh, well, that was the very first show you were on.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I hit up the Subway. I started working there. Turns out the manager's wicked, sexist chick. I ended up having to quit after about, I don't know, I'd say about a month and a half of the tyranny of, like, not having the right amount of olives and being bitched at for too many pickles.
Is that like,
or not getting the salami fast enough and all these things. And it was just like, dude, what the fuck? Not only am I, like neglecting my own integrity by taking orders about things that don't even matter.
Like
I'm
really?
Not, I'm making, is like, $7 an hour on top of that, man.
Is your life going to cease to exist if you get three pickles instead of four?
Yeah, well,
because I know mine will keep going on.
Yeah, I'll live through it. But it wasn't.
I'll be okay, Ben.
Customers loved me. I guess this is what other employees at the store said. The customers liked me. Other employees liked me. But for some reason, the manager didn't like me because everybody else did like me.
Shazam's cracking fat jokes now. Mall Santa, she says.
Mall?
You want to be a mall Santa?
Let's do it. Yeah.
I think the felony / sex offender ding on your record would probably not allow.
Not a sex offender.
Not yet.
Nope. Okay. Not ever going to happen. I think you're confused with what Chris was talking about back at the.
What was he talking about?
He said that.
In some states they're trying to push it. I don't know if this is true or not. That kid talks a lot of shit, but he was saying that in some states they're trying to make drug offenses like sex offenses because in some crazy way the government will pay a city or a place that has a jail more money per sex offender that's in jail than they will pay for normal felonies, I guess. I don't know how that makes sense. Like, you get caught selling drugs and now you're a sex offender all of a sudden. That just, I don't know. I think he was just talking shit because we were talking about, you know, your problems, and he just wanted to sound like he had something to say. I don't know.
I think that
he's still young, though. So.
No, I'm happy you said that because I felt the same way as he was saying that.
Really? Yeah, like yeah. You're totally making this up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Can you please cite your sources? Like, in
yeah, exactly. Verbatim.
Verbatim.
All right, so McDonald's didn't work out. Subway didn't work out.
So you did try Subway then?
I worked at Subway.
Oh, you did work there?
Yeah, at
so
one point.
So any chance on getting your old job at Sportsman back, or are you totally done there?
No, you're saying, like, using your resources. I honestly think, like, I'm really good with people. I feel that I can talk to people and handle situations that would normally escalate because I don't start yelling at people or assuming negative things immediately.
So you
I try
should
to talk it out. I think I'd be a good salesperson.
Or a call center, tech support.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd be able to talk to people and, you know, let's handle this situation. Let's not just bicker, right?
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but our town actually has a very respectable call center here called Teletech.
I worked there one time.
Well, what happened?
Well, I wore my iPod. And this girl there kept saying to my manager that I was wearing my iPod, and they got fed up with it, and eventually...
Was it distracting you from your work? Like,
not
were
at
you
all.
Listening to the headphones, not taking calls?
No, I was doing fine. There was one case, actually, but I didn't even have my headphone on. I mean, whatever. So, but, like, there was one time where, like, I put this dude on hold for 5 minutes and got back on, and
took
I was
a
like...
dump?
No, I was like,
cause I did
what
that.
Was the question again, sir? And they were kind of pissed. I had Legos. I was playing with Legos. What the fuck else do you do when you're
God
in a call
damn,
center for 10 hours straight?
Goddamn cubicle distraction. Damn you, thinkgeek.com.
Yeah, I'm sitting there with these fucking Legos, and they're like, the Legos are too noisy, Ben. You need to put those away. And I'm like, whoa.
Making it sound like me on this show. Like, please stop tapping your pen, or please stop fucking with your cell phone.
I'm trying. I know.
No, you're pretty good about it. Matt is, because he's kind of a high-strung kid anyway, and he'll just start, like, flipping my lighter or just messing with shit. And it doesn't bug me as bad while we're doing the show, but then, because I always listen to every show just to, you know, because I like listening to it still, and it bugs the fuck out of me. Like, I'm such an audio fucking freak that it has to sound perfect, and
yep.
I get bugged when it doesn't, and I hear tapping. Or,
you gotta let them know?
Yeah, it's like, so the only way to fix that is to prevent it from happening, so then I come off sounding like a total fucking dick, like, oh, I'm in your house talking, and I can't even hold this pen. It's like, well, you're holding the pen making noise, and that bugs me.
Well,
that's,
you could just take all small objects away from the table.
I could just fucking handcuff you guys to that chair, and then, you know.
She'd be like, let's do the show.
All right, ready? Chink, chink.
So... All right, well, I guess, I mean, the job situation sucks right now, as we all know. This depression is just coming on a little stronger. People, not only are they losing jobs, but now they're not going to be able to get jobs.
Right.
Do you guys get that?
You're having a hard time paying
right.
for things. When you have a job, now people are getting laid off. You can collect unemployment, I
nope.
guess, for a certain amount of time, but that's not going to be enough to pay bills because, as you may know, people are living above their means to begin with.
Plus, not only you're not going to be able to pay your bills, but on top of that, all debt that you have,
oh, yeah.
gone. You're
well, that's
fucked,
what
dude.
That's what I'm saying. People with the jobs that they have now, their careers that they chose or were forced to be into because they got married and had kids or whatever bullshit, like, they're barely making their fucking bills. You get put on unemployment, now you're not going to be making your bills. Now you're barely surviving. And then you add on top of that the fact that when you go out to get another job, you're out there in a job market that has very minimal amounts of jobs and maximum amount of people looking for jobs.
Right.
So you either have to be super overqualified because you're taking a lower fucking pay bracket because the job you want is no longer there. So you settle for something else, and now you're in a whole nother category with all these other people. Even though you have a special skill set, that doesn't mean shit because you're going to get a job that has nothing to do with that skill set, because now you're at the point where you will take what you can get, not what you want. Yep. See, before, people would, you know, go to college and get all these awesome degrees for the one fact that now I can pick what job I want. I don't have to take what's available. I'm the king. I will make the choice of what I yep. want to do for the rest of my life. Now, you're out there going, well, I'll take pretty much what I can
get. I'll fucking go to McDonald's.
Exactly. That's and you it's... have and you have that. So it's sad that that's where we're at. But, you know,
yep.
I told you guys back when I was running Mind Orgy, you better change some shit because things are going downhill and they're going there fast and nobody fucking listens to me. So fuck you, I guess. And now you're seeing it. Now look.
Matt's trying to save the world.
I try. See, that's what my mom said. I try to save the girls I meet, and I try to save the world. I can do neither. I need your help.
We should do both.
I'm trying.
Well, fucking let's do both.
All right. Well, let's
get some therapy sessions going.
Let's start out with some confessions then. Are you even fucking ready for this?
Are we going to discuss Marcus' situation?
Oh, I thought we were done with that. Please. And then we'll
do. Did we even go there?
Did
oh,
we?
We've been talking about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So okay. we had Marcus on, and he said his piece. And today, we're at City Brew hanging out, because I like to go there and look pretentious and cool with my new HP tablet PC that I got, even though we're in a recession. That's fine. And
cool.
Ben came and joined me after I went to the second City Brew, because we have two of those. I don't know if you know this or not, but
we have two.
I like to have choices in my City Brews. Do I want to go to the one that's kind of by my house or the one that's a little further from my
house?
The
one with the gay guys or the one with the hot chicks? You know, we have choices.
You take your pick. Have you tried to get a job at City Brew?
I have in the past. I think it's like a really clean-cut kind of person.
I think it's like Dairy Queen and Hooters, where they only hire chicks. Because chicks or gay guys.
Yeah, I had a friend that's gay, and he works down at the City Brew, and I was just like, oh, you work here.
Cool.
Nice.
Okay, so MDS wants a quick recap of Marcus. Marcus is basically the retard farmer, if that jogs your memory. he was Ben's roommate for a while. We had Marcus on a show a long time ago, and then we just had him on the special Saturday show, 128, The Other Side, I believe, or 127. It was called The Other Side, and he told his side of the story of Ben moving out, because the last episode that had Ben and Matt on it, we talked about how Braden was like, when Ben gets there, tell him fuck you because you fucked Marcus over.
Right.
So Ben said his piece, Marcus said his piece, and now we have Ben back to rebut what Marcus had said, because apparently it wasn't all true. So
I think that this could go on for a long time. We're never really going
to
know. But
I think what we need to do is have both of you here on the cameras duking it out, mano a mano, old school fisticuffs. I think that's what needs to happen.
I don't want to do that with Marcus.
How did they settle things back in the day? We either fucking took 10 paces and drew, or we fucking fought, because that's how men deal with shit in the Wild West. And I don't know if you know this, but Montana, this is the Wild West.
Yeah.
When Tupac and Dre were saying, welcome to the Wild, Wild West, they weren't talking about California, the West Side. They were actually talking about Northwest Cali, as in Kalispell, Montana. Northwest Montana, N.W. West Side. Sorry, I was watching myself in that camera, and there was kind of a delay there. Okay.
All right.
So now, if you guys don't know, maybe
all right.
stop listening to this and go back to listen to that, or listen to this now and then go back and listen to that. I don't give a fuck.
However you want to do it.
Do what you need to do to feel comfortable with what Ben is about to say.
I don't even feel that this is going to be like, this isn't going to affect anything. I think.
Well, honestly, though, what can you do to solve it?
Exactly.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done. This is just for fun.
It was over. Is
because I have nothing to talk about.
I just want to say it's all over, and it was a bad situation. We had to get out of it. But if this is what we're doing for the show, I just want to say, while on probation, I definitely can't be at home like drinking and partying and all that, which Marcus does, and that's cool.
Hold on there. Now, as we said on that show that Marcus was on, when we went to the gas station, we saw you coming out carrying beer.
This is true.
What was that about, Ben?
Bad choice. I definitely wasn't drinking.
A mistake. I apologize.
I got some for some friends, and that was it.
Was it for you, Ben?
No, it was
Ben,
not for me.
Look at me. Are you honest?
I'm definitely honest.
Talking to the mic? Okay. Look at me. Talking to the mic.
How are we doing that one?
It doesn't work.
Okay. It doesn't work. All right. So definitely was not for me, man. I was picking it up for this friend, and I shouldn't even be doing the ex-probation, and...
If your probation officer would have pulled up, say, instead of me, Marcus, and Kyle pulling up and seeing you, if that was your probation officer, if I was your probation officer, and I had a podcast... No. If I was there, though, and I was your probation officer, and I saw you coming out of a gas station with a 12-pack of Miller, because it's Miller time...
Well,
what would I have
done? It was PBR.
Would I have cuffed and stuffed you in the back
of
my car?
No, that's not what happens. I think she would be like, all right, Ben, that's a fucking warning. Be slap like, on the wrist.
But it's not for me. It's for my 18-year-old friend. Oh, fuck.
No, it wasn't anybody underage even. It was for the people that were drunk back at the house
okay.
I was chilling at.
So I just want, I'm sorry, I just wanted to bring that up because that was one of their things that like, oh, he was so pissed about us drinking and shit and now we see him coming out of a gas station with beer. It just made you sound like a hypocrite and
I
wanted
see that.
You
to, I could see that.
I wanted you to say your
I could definitely see that, but like in my home though, that's a lot different, don't you think?
Well, right, I guess because can your probation officer make random visits to your home?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And she can say, let me in when I want. Hold on. Let me say this real quick, too. One night, I had came home, and Marcus had been drinking that night. And there was beer bottles out and, like, a box of beer, whatever. And my probation officer had also stopped by that night. Had I been home, things would have hit the fan. I probably could have went to jail that night. And that's when it was like, fuck, I have to be out of this house.
Right. It made you start kind of thinking.
It's like Marcus isn't moving out. No,
this is
going to
make
this isn't what got me thinking. This had been going on for months. This kind of behavior, him drinking and leaving stuff out, like he got better about it after a while, but it still wasn't perfectly clear.
But what I'm saying is that behavior is going to be badder, or excuse me, worse for you
right.
in the long run.
Right, and I'm not even like an active participant. Yeah, I slip up and I do stupid shit every once
in
a while. But
who doesn't? I mean, fuck, yeah. I was clean for 4 months and then I went back to fucking shooting dope.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what
it
I'm
happens
saying.
To the best of us.
Okay, so then...
Me being the best of us, you being... On
the very best.
The other side of the spectrum, which is the worst.
Apparently, since I'm a felon.
I know. What's up with that shit? I shot dope for 10 fucking years, and I have a cleaner record than you, who tried to sell some pot and some fucking ecstasy. Like,
I didn't even sell the ecstasy.
That's crazy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I agree. That's pretty
that
nuts,
just
dude.
Seems weird that I maintain
and,
a fucking...
And then the government was like, dude, this kid's got a problem. Let's get him on, like, you know...
Suboxone and
yeah.
shit. And it's like, this kid has a problem selling pot. We better put him
so
in jail.
So that he can eat. Let's put him in jail
we
for a
We should
while.
Make it so he can't get a job at fucking McDonald's. That's amazing
Damn,
to me.
That's
I love
harsh.
This country.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, this is my salvia bong, by the way. All
right.
You all know that. My jam hole / KATG salvia bong.
All right. Hold on. Let me finish here.
Sorry. Okay.
So, like, he had been drinking, and it was like, you know, that's cool. You're my roommate. I'm chill with that. If you do it in your room, it's cool. That's all good. Whatever. But, like, after things get left out for a while... Man, that's really risky. Like she said, literally said, Ben, if that's there and I come there, that's a strike against you for your probation violation.
Well, and you should think that you guys were friends to begin with, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't move in with somebody that
yeah,
you don't
like. Marcus
like.
A lot. I think
so
he's a cool guy.
You would want to think that this being your friend, you would respect his wishes and know that he's not being like this just to be a prick. He's being like this because if something happens, he will go to jail. So
seriously,
you would think,
Matt gets it.
You would think that being your friend, you would have enough respect for your friend and not because
right.
he's your friend. I don't want to see my friends go to jail. Granted, now I wouldn't mind that because it'd make for good stories when they got out of jail to come and talk about on the jam hole. But like, I wouldn't be the active participant in the reason you got put in jail. Like, I'm not like
this
that.
This is true.
So yeah, that just seems kind of fucked up, I guess.
But,
I'll give you that.
Well, like, and you know, it was like cool for a while, but that's when it finally came up. Like, dude, I'm probably going to be moving out. I got to let you know. And every time it would come up, like we would have our little sessions of conversation, which Marcus is great about that. We always talk things out. That seemed to be pretty good. But,
right. He seems like a talker, not like, well,
yeah.
fuck you then. Fuck you then, I'm just gonna beat you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
And that was funny for me, like I thought that was really cool of him. But then like, you know, this goes on for too many months and
well, you
it
can
got
only,
really bad, man.
You can only tell somebody the same thing so many times before you're like, okay, this is obviously not gonna get any better, so now
right.
I have to fix it.
Now
and
I have to
only,
take action.
The only way I can see to fix it is by me removing myself from this situation.
Exactly.
And that seems totally understandable.
Right.
Whether I maybe give them a little more notice next time,
well,
just FYI for you. Like
no,
that
I
does
understand that.
Kinda suck leaving somebody. Like that's happened to me before where people I just moved out, and I've had to be stuck with paying the rest of everything. And that sucks.
He didn't have to pay the rest of everything.
But if you've been asked multiple times, and it's like, if you keep doing this, I have to leave. And that means you will have to pay all of the rent because I have to leave. And if I would have known that, it's like, okay, let's see. Choice A is I stop being a retard and leaving all this shit out. Or B, I just keep leaving all this shit out, and yeah, I have to pay all of the rent.
On his half, though, he definitely got better about it over time, but still those every once in a while slip-ups, which mistakes are made, but those little mistakes can cause me to go to jail.
Right.
Which means I can't pay my fines off, which means I stay on probation for 3 years, which means I have a felony on my record for the rest of my life, which means I can never work at McDonald's.
Right.
Do you get it?
Do you guys want to see Ben never able to work at McDonald's? I don't want to live in that world where Ben, my good friend Ben, cannot work at McDonald's. I don't want to see that happen.
What the F?
I can't. I would rather kill myself. There. I said it. I would rather die than live in a world where my friend Ben cannot work at McDonald's. Fuck that shit.
All right. So that's just
saying.
That's one part. I was warning for months. All right, so what's up next?
So basically, Ben listened to that part that they were on it, and he made some notes. So
basically, now here I am. It came down to it. I had no money. I wasn't getting hours at my job that I got fired from. So I was like, dude, I can't pay. What I was going to do was take my my money for my deposit, pay it for the rent so he could stay there for another month. But my landlord was not into that idea. She's like, Marcus can't pay rent. He hasn't been able to in the past. You guys are always late on that. He parties. You know, I've got complaints about music.
So
he can't stay there.
Go ahead.
So my landlord literally said he cannot stay there. So I was just like, fuck, I was going to help him. And he could have stayed there for another month, cruised off to Alaska, did his thing. I thought that was going to be all cool with everybody. She said no, man.
So it sounds like that landlord knows about Marcus, not just from living there with you. Well, has he lived in other apartments there, or do they know about him?
Just like, I don't know, Kyle stayed with us for a while. He got rowdy one night when he was blackout drunk for sure.
There have been complaints made then.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of them. And some of them were I was a part of a few of them, but that was noise complaints during the day while I was making beats on my computer. And that was, I understand, too much bass. I can understand that. But when it's going on like three or 4 weeks in a row till 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the morning, that's not good, man.
Yeah. And I mean, I've gotten that here, like from walking around and shit. You can imagine having music coming through.
Right.
And those, where you live, those are probably built worse than this. Like, this place isn't built the best, but this was built back in the day, probably in the 70s, I would say. Back when it was still shitty, but not as shitty as what things are built out of now. They put those apartments up in like 2 weeks, dude. And I'm not saying building them quick is building it shitty, but as they were going up, because I drove that road every day, I saw that shit, and it was literally fucking plywood and particle board and fucking stucco, and that's it. Like, it was shoddy, dude. So I can definitely see that happening.
So then,
and it's on you then, because you're allowing it. They think you're allowing it to happen in the place you're responsible
for.
And
here's another thing is like, neighbors get pissed about his music or my music, doesn't matter. Police show up, I fucking have to tell my probation officer, and it's
anytime,
a probation violation.
Regardless of why they're there, because they're there and it's your place, that's on you. So I can definitely see that. Honestly, from an outside voyeur's point of view, you should have made a better decision on who to live with. Granted,
but at the time I was living on a couch, so it was either be homeless or live with Marcus.
Exactly, and that's why I was going to say shoulda, coulda, woulda, but it depends on the circumstance. If you're faced with either, oh, I'm going to be homeless, or I'll take a chance living with this kid, that it might not work out well, but regardless of how that works out, it's still better than being homeless.
And mind you, when we first moved in together, I wasn't on probation, so we were even drinking together and chilling, and it was fucking great. Like, dude, this is way cool, you know? And then, I don't know, it seemed to go kind of downhill. I got a few more things I can add on. I could probably go off about this for a while.
So hold on a sec. MDS says, would you live with Matt or Braden or Matt or Marcus, like, who would you pick to live with if you had a
choice?
Out
of all of those people?
Between out of all of us. If you'd say, if you lived here and had that room there, or you lived with Braden and his mom, or you...
Braden came over and puked up a bunch of orange shit on my couch one time, so definitely he's out.
I have a video of back when I was hardcore fucking junkie living at that house out by the airport of Braden passed out downstairs in Mark's room after Mark moved out, my brother. And we took this thing I have called the Biotense 2000. It's this thing with four fucking pads hooked up to two diodes. And you put the pads, positive, negative, left, positive, negative, right. You put it around where it aches and you turn it on. And what it does is electrical pulses go through there. But you can, if you put a brand new 9-volt in and turn it all the way up, like, it'll shock some shit. So we fucking, I didn't have a brand new battery in it, but we went down there and he was passed out. And I put 1, 2, 3, 4. And I fucking stood back and I, like, had it fucking cranked on. And you could have, like, a solid current where it was just on. Or you could have it go on, or you could have it go on and, like, fade off. So I cranked it all the way up to 10, 1 to 10, all the way on 10, left, 10, right, 10, fucking on the and fucking flipped that fucker on, dude. And he was still asleep, but his face was going... It was so fucking funny, dude. And then, like, after just, like, 2 seconds of it, it made, like, maybe 4 jumps on his face. Like, he woke up and he was like, what the fuck? And he, like, ripped him off because, like, he woke up, like, right as it stopped. And then it hit him and he was like, what the fuck? It was so funny.
That would hurt so bad.
I got to find that video. I think it's on the computer YouTube somewhere. I'll have to put it on thejamble.com/YouTube. But, yeah, that just reminded me of that. Is your phone ringing?
Yeah.
Huh.
You want to talk to the person?
Who is it?
It's...
Who is it?
Oh, it's nobody.
Nobody that you can mention? Is
no, it's a family member.
Oh, okay. Can
I'm
you,
sorry.
Can
I'm
you,
sorry. That's
first
the first time it's happened.
Excuse me, first of all.
Right.
Can you apologize to everybody listening
sorry,
live?
Sorry, Jamhole fans.
Listening live.
Right. Everybody listening live, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now apologize to everyone listening to the podcast version. Ben?
Everybody podcast version, I'm sorry.
And now, foremost, apologize to me.
I'm sorry, Matt.
It's okay. I accept your apology. Please don't let that happen again.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, Braden. Wouldn't live with Braden. Wouldn't live with Max. He does that shit to people. Other Matt apparently doesn't like me, and Marcus didn't work out. I wouldn't live with any of you guys.
Really? You wouldn't come live here with me?
If you're going to shock the shit out of my face and smoke salvia every 10 seconds.
Are you okay, that might be a problem. Are you... You're not going to be drunk and passed out and puking. That's why I did that.
Oh.
Because he
yeah,
was
I don't
all
do
like,
that.
Oh, I'm going to stay up all night and get wasted. And then he just passed the fuck out.
What's that?
What?
Waiting for video.
Oh, that's just the lag.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right, so sorry. But, okay. Anyway, like, yeah, I came home, like, 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, see, Shazam says he's not allowed to drink, so his face wouldn't be shocked. She completely understands.
Good
he
work,
wouldn't
Shazam.
Be passed out.
A little
but
detective.
I do smoke a lot of salvia.
If you catch my drift.
If you know what I mean.
All right, well.
They're like, how does he smoke all that salvia during the show and still be able to do the show? I don't understand that.
No, okay, so.
I'm just that good, don't worry about it.
Check this, one day I came home, Braden's like chilling on the couch, looking pretty haggard, and I was like, what's up, Braden? What
I
are
love
you
that word.
Isn't Marcus here? And he's like, no, Marcus had to go to work. I've just been chilling. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go take a shower. I just got off work. I go back out, and Braden had left. And I just see this puddle of fucking, like, liquefied fucking Cheetos
and he
splashed all over the couch, all on the carpet. And I was like, what the fuck?
And he left?
And he didn't clean it up.
Like, he
or
was
apologize.
Gone.
Like, when I got out,
was
he was
that
gone.
One of the days I picked him up from there
yeah.
to do the show?
Yeah.
I think I fuck. Excuse dude. Me. I think I fucking remember that because I think he's like, dude, I think I just puked in their house.
Oh,
and I
yeah,
was
dude.
Like, did you clean
a
it
lot?
Up? And he was like, I don't think so.
Nope. Dude, and it was gnar.
Really?
It was gnar, dude.
I will beat your fucking ass if you ever puke in anything that I own.
I thought about it, and I was like, dude, he's 16. He drank too much Sparks.
Understandable.
Like, so what I did...
Definitely not excusable, but understandable.
I'm kind of a little bastard because I think of funny ways to get people back. So I like left him a comment so everybody could read it
and
on MySpace.
Hold on. You're funny is not like what people are like, huh, he's funny. You're funny... It takes a certain special kind of someone to recognize and enjoy your humor. Like,
this is
I enjoy it sometimes. Like, not all the time.
The majority of the time.
You are like me. You kind of have a hard time turning it off, like knowing when it's time to be not funny, like when you're arguing with your girlfriend about the abortion you just made her have, kind of.
Right.
Like, you got to know when to be smart and turn that shit off. Like,
that's one problem I do have. A lot of people have commented
so
on that.
Your
for
funny
sure.
is a serious, cynical, just, I'm going to be so serious about this ridiculous fucking thing, and that's gonna be funny. And 9 times out of 10, it is. But there's that 10th time that's like, God, I really don't like this kid.
Like,
sometimes
I want to punch this kid in the mouth
exactly.
for being a retard.
But then that's funny, so it works out, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
and you do have like, a lovely radio voice.
Like earlier, Matt and I were talking about the shock protector on the microphone.
The what?
The little shock protector. Like the shock dome.
Oh, the shock mount. Yeah. I was like, don't move that when we start the show because there's no shock mount. And you said something.
I was just like, Matt, what's a shock mount?
Matt's getting
all like super detailed on it. I'm just staring at him, smiling. He looks up. He's like, fuck you, Ben.
Yeah, that kind of funny.
That's
funny
to me.
And then we laughed. And then I punched him in the balls. And that was
then
funny.
I lost my balls.
Yeah.
All
no
right,
big
so
deal.
Where were we? Oh, right. So, Brady.
Your list.
So basically,
so
on.
You wouldn't live with any of us. Okay.
Right, okay. So Marcus brought home Braden drunk one day off Sparks. Oh, yeah. Oh, so here was my funny. On MySpace, I went on there, left a comment, and I was like, it's okay, little buddy. It's not all of us that can handle our Sparks. And like,
see, that's funny.
I think that's funny. And the like one of our friends, Rochelle, she's like a mutual friend. I don't know who's...
Okay, Rochelle, if you guys don't know, thejamhole.com/YouTube. She is in the Salvia video. She is the little blonde chick.
Right.
And also the story I told about Braden tripping on shrooms and then calling me up freaking out and I had to go pick her up because the girl he did the shrooms with was his ex. And I was like, was that a good idea? And he was like, no, but he did it anyway. That's who she is, just so you guys
all right.
Know.
Okay. I like Rochelle. I don't think she gets my...
I like her too. She's
and
a little
I also
cutie.
Think,
she's fine, whatever.
I think it's possible that
she's an amazing photographer. If you guys find her MySpace, her pictures she takes, like, no shit, she is an amazing photographer.
There's another girl named Sarah Foss who looks similar to her. They have a similar sense of style.
They got that.
And she's a photographer also.
That little gothy snake bite piercing
yeah, but sexy,
emo thing.
But sexy at the
it's
same
sexy
time.
Sexy for
yeah,
sure.
I do like it.
Little 17-year-old blonde kind of way. It's
except
sex.
For they're like 18 or 19.
Really?
Well, actually, I don't know if that's true. I think Rochelle's in high school. Don't know about Sarah. She's cool, though. My friend, I think, dated her
okay,
maybe.
So back to the story, because we need to get
all
some confessions.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so basically, Marcus brings home 16-year-old boys and gets them drunk off Sparks. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's not how it happens.
Okay, the moral of the story is...
All right, so anyway, I offered to kick down the deposit so he could live there for a month. I did clean the bathroom in my bedroom, except for that, like, after all that mildew and shit gets in there, it's kind of hard to clean. So I figured, fuck it. I did the best I could, and I left it.
They made it sound like you didn't even touch it. Like, there was ring around the tub, the windows,
the
mirror.
I splashed it with bleach. Sarah even was, like, scrubbing. We all did our part, like...
Okay, because they made it sound like you had just left.
No.
Like, you didn't touch shit.
No, dude, I think... Man, misconception. Like, if you listen to one side of a story, dude, that's really
well, and that's
negative.
Why I
right,
I
and that's fair of you. I
want
appreciate
our
that.
Listeners to hear it from both of all you. All right, guys.
Hold on. So, clean the bedroom. Well, I didn't vacuum. I figured the carpet cleaners are going to do that. I figured that Marcus was going to pay for the carpet to be cleaned out of his deposit based on the fact that he had a dog pissing and shitting all over and, like, stains in his bedroom. Although I had stains in mine, but, like, the majority of the... was his
different
deal.
Kind of stains.
I had jelly stains. He had dog shit stains.
So I see. I didn't even know that they had
right.
a dog in the house. That
which
that would
got,
have been the deal breaker for me.
Which
like no way.
Which almost got me evicted at one point.
Kidding.
Which would also be a probation violation. One more reason why I had to get out. All right. So let's see. I had to bust out, so I moved in with my girlfriend, and that's working out awesome. You know, I kicked down all the money I had, got my insurance, and like gave her the rest, and like that's where I'm at right now, pretty much in life, except for not getting hired at McDonald's. and then okay, so they're saying I was cruising into their rooms, like fuck yeah, I cruised into Mox's room.
Okay, so what they said was they saw you in their room. They were outside, right, and they saw through a window you were in his room digging through their shit,
right?
His shit, whatever.
No. I had some stuff in there, like I
can't quit that.
There had been those kind of.
Sorry, I'm disciplining the cat. Stop.
That's great for the live watchers.
I
That's
know they see my big old fucking receding hairline. I got that from my father, also.
Okay,
thank
you. So, like, of course, I went into Marcus's room. There had been like, on occasion, things of mine would go into his room. On occasion, things from the living room that were his would go into my room. That's just kind of how it is because you got a roommate, you got to share, like all that. I had to go in there to check and see what the fuck, dude. It wasn't like I was like cruising through his underwear, like, oh man, what kind of condoms you been using, Marcus? Like,
okay,
well, where are your drugs at? What's
so
going on?
Do you think now, having thought about it, it would have been a better idea to be like, hey, Marcus?
Yeah.
Come in here because I want to look at the state of the room, not go. See,
they
made it sound like, and again, I don't know who's telling the truth and who's embellishing, and I'll never know, and I really don't give a fuck. But they made it sound like you were, like, going through all of their shit. So you didn't open, like, drawers and shit. You were just looking at the carpet and stuff like that.
No, I was going to see if any of my stuff happened to me.
Okay,
because there was a desk in there I was letting them use when we first moved in, because we put the good desk out front so everybody could use it. And then we put my little one in there, so I was like, here, we can just keep this one in there. And he was like, all right, that's cool. So I had to grab that at one point. You know, I was just checking shit out. It wasn't like I was stealing stuff or looking for like evidence for anything. I don't know.
Right.
And yeah, Marcus, I shouldn't
and I
go into your property like that. I do apologize. I'm sorry if that was offensive.
Okay, Marcus, do you accept his apology?
That's out there. I just want to get that out there. Couldn't live with all that shit. And yeah, I don't know. Kyle doesn't like me, I don't think. Like, my sense of humor. That was one thing that got me. He said, like, I
was trying.
Fucking
his mom.
Oh, right.
Were you trying to fuck Kyle's mother?
I didn't try to fuck Kyle's mom. Here's
what
happened. I met his mom.
Before I asked him that, I was like, was he doing it just joking around? Like, oh, I want to fuck your mom. Like I did to Brayden. Like, dude, I'm going to fuck your mom.
Right,
and
gotcha.
I met Brayden's mom, and I was like, nah, I'm good. But, like, I was just joking around. And everyone does that.
Right.
It's a dumb, douchey kind of way to be like,
right.
So that's what I thought. And he's like, no, he was serious. And even when he said that, I don't know. I can't really see anybody that I know seriously, like, really, in life, seriously, I really want to make this happen with your mom. Like,
sign
I want to have sex. Like, I can't
full
see,
sex with
I,
your mother.
Right. I can't see that happening. So,
right.
I don't know. But then again, I don't know Kyle's mom.
So, it was
maybe
my,
I'll make a pass at her. I don't know.
With my kind of sense of humor and him just meeting me, that probably didn't mesh. Because, you know, if I say your mom's attractive, it doesn't mean, like, oh, I want to bone your mom. It was just like, it was like, dude, seriously. Like, taking out of context and saying, like, Ben wanted to fuck my mom, he was totally serious, and me, like, joking, and you just not getting my sense of humor, that two different realms, and you're kind of pushing it, man. And it was just, I mean, no hard feelings or anything. I'm sorry if I offended you. I mean, the first time I met you, I offended you really bad, too. Maybe our personalities just don't mesh. Maybe that's what it is. But all I'm saying is, man, is I'm sorry if I had no hard feelings. I did the best I could. I'm sorry if you're pissed.
You just don't want to have to be walking down the street and have to look over your back that Marcus and Kyle are going to run
be
in,
there
you know,
with fucking baseball
right.
bats to kill me. No, dude.
I think it's cool.
I think everything's legit.
You guys just need a timeout.
Right.
No more living with each other.
We'll just call it a break for now.
I need a break. It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, it's really, it's just
who
me.
Am I kidding? It's you. I just need a break.
So anyway, and then Kyle said I want to be cool because I go to the Mormon church, and I just that I don't if you guys
are you really Mormon or are you Mormon just to be with a Mormon?
Well, my girlfriend was definitely
because I've heard of that before. I've heard of people saying they're Jewish just to be with a Jew.
All right, I just want to say, like, I don't want to go into this whole thing because I could talk about it for hours, but just
nah,
on my totally spiritual view of the world, which I'm sure will come out at some point in this show.
Hey, come out.
Come out.
Come to me, my son.
No, just I think that a lot of things that they teach, although there are a lot of hypocrites in the church.
No way. That.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's wicked bullshit. But a lot of things they teach for an actual church that's trying to do something good, they're on top of their shit. You know, they're not the scandalous, out-of-control church that's trying to fuck everybody. I mean, I could name names of churches.
Shazam says there's nothing cool about the Church of LDS.
Okay.
I have to agree with her.
Thanks, Shazam.
But then again, you never hear about the Church of Latter-day Saints having sex with kids. Granted.
Yeah, and you don't hear about stealing or embezzling or anything. You know?
Are they the polygamists that have those big compounds that they pull all those kids out of? Because
They did practice polygamy, but I've learned so much about it. If you guys tried to argue with me, I'll just pull a sword out and stab your face, pretty much. I've learned so much about it.
I would lyrically destroy you.
Seriously, though, the more I learn about it, the more it makes sense in my head. So
well,
I'm going to put
cool,
that out.
It's
and
not
like,
for everyone. It's not
and
for
some
me.
Some people aren't even in touch with the spiritual side of life, you know, and that's cool.
Hey, we're too busy trying to get out of debt. Okay, we'll worry about religion later, when we're dying.
Yeah, exactly. That's when it matters the most.
Right.
When you're
I have a roulette wheel that has each one of the religions on it.
And then
when
debt.
When I'm old and dying, I'll just toss the ball on and give it a good spin.
Amen. I just want to say, combination.
I am a Taoist. Cool.
in combination with who's Shazam, I will be glad to have a discussion with Ben about the Mormons.
Oh, God, please.
Oh, thanks, Shazam.
Get a webcam and we'll let you in our room and then
I'm down. Whatever you want to say.
Not now, though.
I can never.
definitely not an hour 10 into the show.
I've hit a point where I will not be offended
you
by anything anybody says.
I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Whatever you guys want
to
say.
You can't argue with a man who does not give a fuck. I mean, you could, but
I just
you
don't
wouldn't
care.
Get anywhere, because I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. All
well,
right,
that's
so,
good.
Well, with that, man, I'm not doing it to impress my girlfriend. I'm just seeing some serious things and, good changes. Positive things are coming from my experience with the church. So
Pat, this dude just came in and he's like, he doesn't have the face for a webcam. You have a girlfriend? That's awesome. No,
thank you,
I have neither.
What's a Panawa?
I don't know, but I have neither the face for a webcam or a fucking girlfriend.
Or the
so,
hairline.
Yeah, that's why we do this show 3 days a week. I started doing it in video instead of just the audio because I'm like, man, I have such awesome features. I think this would be good, and I could wear shirts with clever sayings. This one says, when in doubt, try another hole. And it's a picture of a bunch of computer slots. That's funny.
That's really clever.
I find
clever.
That very humorous. Go fuck yourself, Panawa.
Yeah, Panawa, fuck you. I'm sure they'll like that attractive quilt on the couch.
Now he's attacking my
Oh my gosh.
My quilt.
Yeah, Matt's cute. Shazam, Matt is cute,
right? I paid good money for this attractive baby blanket. Go fuck yourself.
All right, so that's where I'm at with all of that. I feel like everything I did was legit to the fullest of my intentions, and we all had to get out of that.
Ben, as long as you're happy with it, that's all that matters. Because, you're only here to satisfy one person, and that's not Marcus or Kyle. You just satisfy yourself.
I can't tell
I love you, Ben.
That is.
Oh, I can't even read what he's saying. Leave. Okay.
That's good, guys.
What? Okay, but what's with the part in his hair? Maybe on the side. I satisfy myself twice a day. Oh, thanks, Panawa. That is great. All right, so Matt went to do something. I'm really sure where. Probably went to get a hat.
God damn it.
Just take cracks at your hair.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
All right, it's cool, dude. Remember I let your cat play with it?
This was right
Remember
here.
I said cat in the hat, and you said, fuck you, Ben.
Fuck you guys.
All right, well, anyway, so if you guys want to discuss.
Thank my father for my awesome hairline.
If you guys want to discuss things and with seriousness, hop on my MySpace, hit me up with a message, whatever.
Yo,
say your view.
Hit me on the MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/BenIsAmazing. No, it's not that really.
I don't know what it is right now. I have fucking no idea. Whatever. Find me through Matt. You'll find
it. Well, this isn't the Let's Talk About Matt's Awesome Hairline show, so you can all go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
This is time for internet.
Matt's getting self-conscious.
Fuck you, man. Internet confessions. I'm not. I really don't care. They're internet people. It's just that.
They're not real people. They're internet people.
I need them to be focusing on what I'm saying, not the big, giant crease that looks like a butt on the top of my head.
Wow, Ben lost.
I don't need
instantly
that.
Lost all confidence when Matt left.
That's
thanks,
weird.
MBS.
See, they do that. The internet is full of people that do nothing but want to point out your shortcomings. And that's fucked up.
And I am completely full of them, so keep them coming.
You guys need to be nice.
You're lucky we're not hearing you talk for 2 hours.
I get
hours.
That shit in real life. I don't need it on my internet life, okay? I don't need that.
Which
you
is all that
think,
really matters.
Hey, Matt, you know what you need in your life a little more? You need us.
Rogaine.
You need Rogaine.
Oh, my God.
You can send us Rogaine.
Sorry, I'm done.
If you guys send it, I'll give it a try. My dad tried that shit. It didn't work. So what he did was he grew, like, all this long hair in the back because that's all it would really grow until it got long enough to put on top. And then
really?
He'd do that, and then he put a hat on.
Your dad did that?
I couldn't tell if he was, like, joking, though. Like, he had that kind of sense of humor.
MDS, Matt has, quote-unquote, shortcomings. Get it?
I'm being a bitch to my boyfriend. Can you guess why? Why would I be a bitch to my boyfriend? What is my end game? What am I trying to accomplish? What do you think? Hey, see, focus on me now, not them. This is me time.
Okay, I hear you.
Why would I be a bitch to my boyfriend?
I don't know.
Why would I be a bitch to my boyfriend? Because I want to break his heart. Of course. And whenever you're in a relationship and people start being mean, like all the time, it's because they don't want to be in that relationship anymore. But you don't get it, so you make them, like, actually come out and be like, I am so fucking sick of you. You're not getting the hints. I'm being a bitch 24/7. I never have sex with you anymore. I barely even come over. Like, I just, I don't know.
Sounds like it's done, man.
I know. I want to be the one ex-girlfriend of his that he never gets over. I am going to be the one. Whenever I call him, he will instantly be at my door. When my car breaks, he will fix it. I will be that ex-girlfriend. I want him to love me in an obsessive manner for all of eternity. And his next conquest will wonder who I was. And she will realize he will never love her like he loves me. Ha! 3 exclamation points. Holy shit, dude. This is like that song of Lords of Acid, Psycho Bitch from Hell. I think this is that bitch. This is what they were talking about.
Right.
Why?
They can relate.
Can you relate to that? Can you be in a female's position and be like, I want to be the one that you never get over, that you will always love, and anyone you will ever date, you will compare me, you will compare them to me, and they will never be good enough. And they will know that. They will know that you will never love another like you loved me.
Wow.
Have you ever... Man, I know girls
that
like
girl's
that.
That girl's a fucking psycho,
I've
dude.
I've dated
Jesus.
2 girls in my life ever right. that I compare everyone I ever come into contact, guys and girls, I compare them to these 2 women that... I don't know.
Are you into
and
guys?
It's, no, they're oh. chicks. I'm just saying, like, oh. never mind.
I get it.
Dude, my friend was supposed to take me laser tagging, but stood me up for some skanky hoe. See, you need to teach your dude about bro-mitment and how bros actually come before hoes and not after them. Because a hoe is a hoe, but a bro is forever. How lame is that? Have you ever been stood up for a hoe? Have you ever been...
Have I?
Done like that? Have you ever had your bros be like, nah, man, I'm actually, I got this whole mitt I got to take care of, so I won't go laser tagging with you. Hey, Ben, do you remember laser tag?
Yeah, shit's sick, dude.
I remember when we had a laser tag place
and it was
here.
Small and ghetto, but and it then, was the coolest place on earth.
Yeah, dude, and you could have, like, all you could play parties for, like, $20.
Yeah, dude.
But then they went out of business, and you know what they built there? Instead,
I think it was a church.
It was absolutely a church.
Weird.
I know.
It's probably a really lame church too, dude.
Me and a buddy used to steal comic books and paint for our model cars at Kmart. No big deal. But one time, he got busted and not me. So, to my friend. You remember that, bro? When, like, we were stealing shit at Kmart and you got popped and I got away? Because I tripped you and I took off. Do you remember that? His mom saw me. Oh, she was pissed. She gave me this crazy-ass look while I was walking home. I thought she was going to run me over. I was like, fuck, bitch. I hate that stupid bitch. You stole shit at Kmart with your friend, and his mom is pissed at you because he got caught and you didn't. And you hate that stupid bitch. If it wasn't for that stupid bitch, you wouldn't have this friend that you used to do that with. And then you know who would have got busted? You would have. So, well, something to think about. I hate Natalie. I hate you. You know who Natalie was? The fat chick from Facts of Life?
What's that?
Come on. Who remembers that?
The Facts of Life?
Dude, yeah. She was the fat chick. I just remember that from my childhood for some reason.
I think
you're
like 5 years older than me.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's probably something.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 22 next month.
Yes, I am. So I hate Natalie. She is ruining my life. That fat chick from Facts of Life. She is ruining my life, and that is a fact. It's a fact of my life. I am obsessed by her. Natalie is that ex-girlfriend that you will never get over because you always compare girls to her. Natalie was that to me. Like, every girl I ever met, I always compared to Natalie on the Facts of Life. Doo-doo. You know what I mean? Are you with me on that? Who do you compare girls to? Come on.
Who do I compare? I don't compare anybody to anybody anymore.
Everybody is just everybody?
Just people are
You
got
to have a standard, though.
No.
Like a base? Well, I guess you don't really have much of a standard, do you?
I don't care about standards.
That's true. I wish I could win the lottery. That's kind of a... Do you play the lottery?
No.
No? Hey, you can't win if you don't play. You know that, right? I heard that the other day. I think it was on a commercial or something. I was like, huh, that's a very good point. I should go play. And then I went and played. You know what? I absolutely did not win. It's sad, really, because deep down, I know I probably won't. Sad smiley face. That's sad. That's somebody spending a dollar every day, well, every what, week, once a week when it comes out? That's sad. Like, you do it, but deep down you know that you will never win. I want you guys to do something for me.
Okay.
Everyone that listens to this show that plays the lottery, I want you to stop playing for 3 months. And every dollar that you would have went and spent on the lottery, I want you to send that to me. P.O. Box 3652, whatever the fuck it is. It's on thejaml.com somewhere. But yeah, don't play the lottery for like 3 months and like put all that money in a jar. Or you can send me dollars. That's fine. You can, like, PayPal me a dollar. By the time I get it, it'll be, like, 68 cents. It's fine. I'm okay with that. I'll eat that cost. And just send that to me. That's all. Because you know what? You know you probably aren't going to win the lottery. But if you send it to me, you know that something good will be done with it. Pretty soon, at the end of 3 months, we'll have all this better shit. That's all. Just send me your dollars. I've been in love with someone who I know will never feel the same about me. For over 2 years, I've dealt with this. I've been in love with this girl, dude. And I know. Like, she's like playing the lottery, dude. I play it, but I know I'll never win. Sad smiley face. This sucks so bad to be like this. I can't feel for anyone else because I feel like I shouldn't put that on someone else. Hey, this is my burden to bear, not yours. I can't feel for two people at once. I think it's unfair because I need to be able to give all of my love to just one person. ... Not be stuck on one and trying to have feelings for another. What you need to do is just have sex with both of them and that's it. And then you won't have to worry about that anymore. I know I'll never have a chance with him. Ooh, it's a chick. I love it when, like, I get halfway through reading it thinking it's a dude and it ends up being a chick. It, like, just totally turns it around for me. I know I'll never have a chance with him. Or it's a gay dude, which also turns it around for me. So it works out. I've held on to him for long enough now to try and let him go. That is the hard part. You just need to let him go. Be free. My little man. My little man. My boyfriend and I were only 16 the first time we had sex. I love it because I'm the one reading these, so anyone can just, like, isolate random parts of this show, and it'll be like, hey, Matt has a boyfriend, and they were 16 when they first had sex. And the person will be like, no way. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, check this out. My boyfriend and I'm Matt of the Jam Hole, and my boyfriend and I were only 16 the first time we had sex. I told him, because, you know, we're gay. I told him I was a virgin, but I had sex with his friend the week before. Joke's on him. Now we all have herpes. Herpes is funny. I love my boyfriend more than any... God damn it. All these are making me sound like a total queer tonight, and I don't appreciate that. Not only do I have an awesome hairline, but now I sound like a complete faggot.
I'm having hard feelings tonight. I'm uncomfortable. MDS is calling out my insecurity when Matt's not around.
It's fun.
I'm calling
it?
Out Matt's receding hairline.
This is a
and
very,
now we're not doing the show the way we should be.
This is a very uncomfortable show. I almost want to like turn the cameras off now.
Oh no, it's cool, dude.
It's fine.
Hats on, MDS, an old guy. Everything's cool. Let's go.
That right there, that is a classic example of Ben's humor. You see what he did there, MDS? You may have thought he was just talking, but what he was actually doing was belittling you because of your age. And that's fucked up.
I'm a douche. Spelt like Mountain Douche.
Oh my god, dude. That is amazing.
As he flips us off. Okay, the show is exciting again. Yay!
Okay, sorry. So... I love a couple more here, and then we'll do some news. We both got some good news stories for you tonight.
Okay.
I love my boyfriend more than anything. More than doing the Jam Hole, more than Braden and Ben, probably combined. Gross. I love my boyfriend more than anything. But sometimes I find myself fantasizing about his best friend. Have you ever done that? Not like... dudes, but like been with a chick, but then like your chick's yeah. like, hey, let's go hang out with my whore best friend. You're like, okay. And then you're like, holy shit, that's your best friend.
You got a boner for 3 hours and you're stuck with
right.
it.
Right. And then you
like,
go home.
Oh, God.
You,
no.
And then you go home and fuck your girlfriend, but you're really thinking of her best friend. And then you say her name, and then it's like, well,
it's
you hold
over.
On. And yeah, that's a mess. And then.
Third gear overdrive, and then you guys break up, and then you hook up with the best friend.
Right, but then by that time, the best friend's already hooked up with your best friend, and then...
That's
you guys,
a web.
Yeah, and then everyone has herpes. I can joke about that. It's
and
funny.
Everybody has herpes. Sucks, dude.
Dude, that's not a happy ending. So...
All right.
16, had sex, first time. No, wait. We already did that one. I love my boyfriend more than anything. Okay.
What?
I find myself fantasizing about his best friend. I want to do things I do to my boyfriend to his friend. Like, not at the same time or anything, but I would just want the chance to satisfy him just once. I just want to do it once, you know? I see him and I'm like, huh. I just want to satisfy him. Hey, Ben, how can I satisfy you? I just want to do it once. I just want to satisfy you. Just,
no.
What does satisfying somebody entail? Like, how do you
like
do that?
Like, full-on smiles at the end? Because
I go in my day-to-day life, and I'm like, you know, I feel that I could just be more fully satisfied than I really am in life. Like, I don't know. I'm just not happy. Last one tonight. I am in love with Tony for a long time now. It took me a while to realize I really want to be with him. Two problems, though. What do you think these two problems are? Tony's got a wife and kids. Problem one and two. What do you think? Two problems.
Boyfriend and probably a girlfriend.
All right. Two problems, though. I'm pretty sure he doesn't feel the same way about me. That's a pretty good problem. Like, I'm in love with this person, but they do not like me at all. Like, that's kind of a problem. I mean, I'm not saying it's an unsolvable problem, but it poses a problem. You know. How would you solve that problem, Ben?
I missed it. I was reading about herpes on the chat. They're still going off from when you said herpes are the best.
That's a joke topic everyone can relate to. That's funny.
And Panawa said, the gift that keeps on giving.
That's true. So everyone can relate to that.
I guess.
Two problems. He doesn't feel the same way about me, right? Problem one.
Right.
Problem two, I'm actually in a relationship already.
Huh. How do we solve these problems?
I don't know. I am in love with Tony. Two problems, though. You might not know this, but one, Tony doesn't even like me. And two, I'm already in a relationship. That's... Yeah, wow. You're not... How... Do you see this happening anywhere else? Like in any other group of living things? Like no, nothing else does that but humans. That is so fucking amazing to me. Like why would you, that's like being Jewish and just like willy-nilly marching into the fucking showers. Like nothing bad's gonna fucking happen. Like you don't, you put yourself in these horrendous positions and then you wonder why there's fucking murder suicides happening every other day.
Weird.
I don't know. I'll tell you what though, what I do know, I'm in love with Tony, but I'm in a relationship and he doesn't like me. I'm unable to get out of my previous relationship, the one that I'm in. It's too hard. I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy to dump the bitch because I live in her house and she has a job and I totally don't. I'm too weak to break up, hurt my current partner, and be free. I feel like my whole life is already decided before I had a chance to play a part in it. Suffocation. My life can be summed up in one word. Suffocation. Autoerotic asphyxiation, aka suffocation. That's beautiful.
It's poetry.
26 says, I don't know if she knows this, but she probably does have a chance with any dude as long as she isn't fat and no one else is in the room. That is a good point.
Yeah, good call.
Very good point. All right, you ready to do some news here? Episode
129.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm down.
Are you ready?
I am.
Can you call it in the air?
All right. Heads.
Oh. Tails.
Oh, I That's lost. Okay. That's the first time I've lost since I started.
Call it in the air. That's just fine. Oh. All right.
Oh, this one's so gnarly. Look what I'm staring at.
I know. That's wonderful. You can turn that down if you don't want to stare.
I'm going here.
All right. This one is called Nassau Cops, colon, PTA mom, comma, boy found half naked in car. You might be asking yourself, what in the world would a PTA mom and a boy, why would they be found half naked together in a car? Police came across fogged up SUV on elementary school grounds in Baldwin. That's amazing.
Wow.
New York. You're just cruising through the school grounds and there's this SUV just rocking and all fogged up. And you see like this foot on the window in the fog, but it's like only this big. And you're like, huh, that's weird. This foot's very small. Baldwin, New York, a prominent PTA official is facing some serious allegations involving a teenage boy. Police arrested Joan Tuckeruski at, wow.
It seems made up, kind of.
I know. Like, you can't make up stupid names like we read in these stories. Tuckeruski. R-U-S-K-Y-E.
Was that her middle name, the last name, or is that the whole last name?
I think that's the last name. It's T-U-C-K-R-U-S-K-Y-E. I don't know. They arrest her after allegedly finding her in the backseat of a parked car with a 13-year-old boy on Friday night. Both of them, police said, of course, were partially unclothed. Quote, I feel devastated for the victim, said Steve, the suspect's neighbor. Like, hey, we better go ask the neighbor. Hey, neighbor, your neighbor was just caught fucking this 13-year-old boy. How do you feel? I feel devastated. For who? For the victim. Thank you, Steve. His son attends school. Oh, well, that would make sense. His son attends school with both the alleged victim and the suspect's daughter, who is and is outraged over charges that Tuck Rusky. I'm sorry, Tuck Rusky. I'm just gonna call her Tuck. He is outraged over charges that Tuck, vice president in charge of fundraising for the school, endangered the welfare of 13-year-old boy. Quote, I'm shocked because she has children. Yes, she has children, he said. Thank you, Steve. Like, holy shit, dude. You're having sex with one of your kids'
son's friends.
Here, like, your kid is going to go to school and be like, hey, what's up? Oh. And you're going to be like, oh, not much. Just had sex with your mom last night.
That's so bad all through high school.
Like, dude, I get taken to school in the back of that SUV. You motherfucker.
That's
I would be so pissed.
And you know how 13-year-old boys are these days. Dude. They will fucking...
Be like, I fucked your mom.
Hey, guess what I was doing last night?
She sucked my cock. And it was good. You know, like, it is nonstop.
I'm watching you dance as you sing.
You know that's what it's like,
yeah,
dude.
Seriously, totally it's going to be bad. That kid's fucked.
Quote, I've known them for 22 years. My children are friends with hers. I feel sick, added Lisa, another neighbor of the suspect. So it sounds like they all live in this neighborhood and, like, all their kids go to the same school and then everyone is a member of the PTA. So, like, it's a closely knit community, you know, a neighborhood watch, posters up everywhere, shit like that. And she's out there in the school parking lot fucking one of the kids.
Straight boning a 13-year-old.
Just boning, full sex, boning down in the back of her SUV that all of our dollars went to pay for because she works at the school.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
that's
dude.
That's gross, dude.
I pay money so you can drive around and fuck my kids in your Escalade. You know it was an Escalade.
Get
you
some
know.
Hot young dick.
You know
that's
it was
what that lady's up
to. Boning down, Jesus. Selling weed to 13-year-olds. She's like, hey, my husband is most certainly not boning down on me any night. What
That's
are you doing,
crazy.
Lady? What are you doing, lady?
How does that happen?
Hey,
how-
you want to bone down at the school
no.
in my SUV?
How does this happen? How did that lady go? They're just like,
I just told you. My husband's not boning me. You're 13. You're young. You're vibrant. You're spry. You probably got a lot of good fucking left in you. My husband has no good fucking left in him. I done fucked it all out of him. I need some new dick. You think you'd go to a bar, not the school you actually work at. Little saying I just made up, don't shit where you teach, okay? And what that means is don't go fucking kids at the same school that you're working at.
Pennywall Water knows what spry means.
Spry, like... Full of energy and alive and I don't know.
Chipper.
Exactly. Like, upbeat. I don't know. I think that's what it means.
Shazam's like,
if not,
spry is a word.
If not, I apologize. I used the wrong word. If you're not attacking my receding fucking hairline, my co-host's confidence in himself when I'm not around, you fuck with my words. Thank you. I appreciate that.
MDS hates our vocabulary.
Apparently. It's very limited. It's limited to like fuck, cunt, twat, and spry.
And spry.
And sometimes, you know, new words I learn while I'm reading things.
Holy shit, that's great.
Like, I'm shocked because she has children and she just fucked my children and the children all know each other.
Here comes MDS to talk. Wow, you have a spry twat.
Use the word spry in a sentence. That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
You know what's awesome? I don't know if I mentioned this on last show, but I was listening to The Skeptic's Guide, another podcast I listened to.
Right.
They were talking about Twitter.
Right.
And one of them, it ended up like they were talking about what the word is for when you tweet something, or he's like, I quote something. And twat came out, something about her twat, but they totally bleeped it out. It was like the funniest fucking thing. Just to hear it from these respectable doctors and physicists and shit. They're like, oh, she just twat that. Or, I don't know. I can't
just
do it justice. You had to.
She twatted that
I've
over.
I've been listening to their show for fucking ever. It's funny to me. Okay, so this chick twatted some little 13-year-old. it was in the rear of the elementary school.
That's great. My bell. That's actually nice.
Right, thank you. So it was in the rear of the elementary school parking lot where patrolling officers said they noticed the foggy and steamed windows of an SUV. And you know for a fact that the only reason she was out fucking in the parking lot was because her husband was at home and she couldn't very well bring the kid home because then her kids are there and they're like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, mommy's got a play date.
And he's like, oh, I'm just going to be upstairs boning down on your mom full sex style. And the kids are going to be like, oh, cool. We're going to be in here playing with Legos, not doing our homework. Dad's in the garage masturbating to Penthouse. He just got his new issue of SI.
Wow.
Swimsuit style.
That sounds like a whole mess.
I know, right?
Daddy's out cheating on mom. Mom's fucking the 13-year-old.
I just created this whole fucking story of what happened here. I'm sure none of it's true, but I like to think
so. Anything else you want to add to that one?
No. They were not clothed from the waist down, said Lieutenant Kevin Smith of the police department, of course. At first, police said the boy said he was 18. He's like, hey, it's cool. I'm allowed to be boning down this old chick because I'm 18. It's okay. So later, though, at the hospital, he admitted being only 13, but claimed he and the PTA mom, they were only kissing. They're like, hey, what were you doing in there?
We were half just talking.
Half naked. Oh, she was helping me with my homework.
Yeah.
My fucking math homework. That's awesome, dude. We were definitely not boning down half naked. That's, I'll tell you what we were not doing, and that was it.
Let me know.
We were just kissing. But I'm 18. No, I lied. I'm only 13. But we weren't fucking. We were just kissing. It's okay.
And then a month later, it comes out that they're boning.
She's fucking pregnant.
Full sexing.
Full sex. Let's see here. The Baldwin School District issued a statement saying the district is, quote, cooperating fully and is working to maintain a normal and calm school environment. You know, normal and calm. Not we're not trying to have our fucking members having sex with the children. That's actually what we're not doing. You may not think that's true because of what happened, but we're actually not trying to do that. The investigation is ongoing. If it's determined that a sexual act took place, charges could be upgraded from a misdemeanor to a felony. That is too bad. And that is it for that story. So,
all right. Well, then this one is called Springs Newborn Had Foot Other Body Parts Embedded in Brain.
What? 26 says, meet me down after work. We can bone down with the phone down. Holla.
All right.
Sorry. That's disgusting. That, dude, I believe, is the most disgusting this one is called yet. Congratulations.
Dude, and this is grosser than most of the pictures people send to us. It's like a mutilated baby brain with a foot in it, like
that
embedded in it.
That picture is right out of the Jamal.com forums, Raging Clue. Like, it's just this mess of bloody stuff with
like
a
tissue
foot.
And
yeah, it's and there's like a perfectly formed little baby foot just chilling. It's weird.
Cold chilling in the baby guts.
Cold kicking it in the placenta. No big deal. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh, fucking your mom. Just gonna get up in that placenta. Chill.
Just a cold kick in the placenta. All right. Wow, this is pretty gross. You guys got to go check this out. The parents of Sam Esquibel.
Okay.
Esquibel. I guess maybe know him only as a miracle baby. What? That does not look like a miracle baby. That looks like fucking mutilated baby guts.
That
dude.
Is not a miracle. Like, I don't know what it's like where you guys live, but around here in the U.S., the good old us of A, that's not miraculous.
Not
that
at all.
Is actually what we call an abortion.
Sick. All right, the Colorado Springs infant survived. Infant survived surgery to remove what was believed to be a tumor when he was just 3 days old.
Ben?
Yeah.
Are you telling me that it's actually not a tumor?
No. It's a foot.
Yes. Oh, I love it when I can actually use that, like, and it makes sense. Like,
my
not
mom
just
used to say that, and I never got it.
It's from that Kindergarten Cop movie with Schwarzenegger.
Oh, California's governor?
Yeah, Kindergarten Cop. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, do you remember when California's governor used to act in movies?
Dude.
Do you remember when he was pregnant?
Do you guys got to go check? Go YouTube Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're the funniest clips of him saying the most ridiculous things.
He is so ridiculous.
There's one where he's like, when I'm working out, it feels like I'm coming the whole time. And you can only imagine how great that feels when I'm coming.
Oh, my God. He's our governor. That's so amazing.
He fucking represents the largest populated state in America.
Is it bigger than New York and shit?
No, California's got more people in it than any other state, period.
I can see that.
And
that's
he
so
reps
great.
It.
That's so great.
No shit. Goddamn.
How did we go from little dead fetus to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Because he likes tumors.
Oh, right. That was it. the dead fetus was found in the tomb. Gotcha.
Okay. The doctor said to us, this one is for the books.
He's like, this is my new bookmark. This is a record. This one's in it.
All right. Inside the microscopic tumor was what looked like formations of 2 feet, a hand, and thigh. That is gnar, dude. That was like his twin born inside of his brain. All right. To find a perfectly formed structure like this is extremely unique, unusual, borderline unheard of. Borderline? What the fuck? All right. Said Dr. Paul Grab.
Hey, your name is Dr. Grab?
Dr. Grab? And you deliver babies?
Wow. Is that a joke? Is that like medical school joke?
Is that like you made that name up just so you could be a cool doctor?
Like you guys all get your diplomas and they're like, okay, now you get to choose your doctor name. I think they really do that because when I was in Kansas, the doctor there, no shit, his name was Dr. Kill. Like his last name was Kill, or that was his doctor name. And there's a fucking there's a chiropractor here whose name is Dr. Tony Pop. Like, and he's a chiropractor. Like, they have to do that just to fuck off.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Weatherman?
This can't be serious.
On the Weatherman, he had to change his last name to Spritz just, you know, so he could do the weather. That is the funniest fucking movie.
That's so great.
If you guys haven't seen it, seriously, go watch it. It is awesome. All right.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, and he does.
I love that movie. They keep throwing shit at him.
Yeah, dude,
that's so
just
great.
Gets shit on over and over.
His life is so horrible. And then he gets the fucking bow and arrow and like his little fat lesbian daughter or whatever.
Her name's Camel Toe. All the kids at school call her Camel Toe.
That's so horrible.
And he's like,
Camel Toe. He gets her archery lessons and shit.
Like buys her new clothes so the kids don't see her Camel Toe anymore.
That's
in the
so
spandex.
Great. Okay.
She's like, maybe you don't want to wear spandex anymore.
Huh.
Weird. All right, to find... Okay, as for what this could mean to science books, Grab said, he did not pursue it because it was not vital to saving Sam, although he did say it gave insight to stem cell research.
Huh.
Huh.
They're like,
actually, that's kind of weird, dude. Like, severed baby feet turn into stem cell research?
Yeah, I could see it. Those are the cells, and obviously it's not alive. It's just the foot or whatever.
Whoa, that's crazy. They can start growing baby feet inside of baby brains before they're born, and so then they could pull them out and sell them to people?
That's totally helpful. I'm glad we're doing that.
How does the body form complete extremities? Who is to say we can't grow a heart, leg, or foot, Grab said. This could show a window of what's possible.
Because what I was thinking is that people just aren't dying. Like, we need to make people live longer. Because people are dying too soon nowadays, and there's not enough people.
So,
how can we fix our population problem? Like, we need more people, or we're all going to die out.
So what he's saying is he wants to grow, instead of growing a full human and extracting the parts, he just wants to grow, like, a heart or a leg or a foot and give that to somebody that doesn't have a heart, leg, or foot.
Right, because those people... never mind.
This is gross, dude. I can't believe that shit.
If you get into the place in your life where you need a heart, like, you already had a heart, obviously. If you do something that fucks that shit up...
Should you get a second one?
I don't think you should get a second chance. And I'm just saying that if we needed people, you know, like I said, if we were running out of people and our survival depended on us making people live longer and shit, then yeah, but we're kind of at the other end of that where there's kind of like too many of us and some of us need to be let go, so to speak. Seriously.
Some of us need to be retired.
I mean, like, I'm joking, but I'm serious. You know, a lot of truth is said in jest. I'm totally just saying that.
This is true.
I don't think we should be... spending money doing that kind of stuff.
We should probably, yeah, we could go somewhere with that.
Yeah.
Okay. At 41 weeks into Esquibel's pregnancy. Oh, I'm retarded. An ultrasound show.
Sound it out, bro.
Jesus. I was still thinking about Esquibel. Like, that's a last name. I was thinking about that as I was enunciating pregnancy.
Thank you.
All right. An ultrasound showed fluid in Sam's brain. In an emergency, what? Cesarean?
Cesarean, absolutely.
Cesarean
when
section.
When they cut your stomach open.
Oh, it's a C-section.
Open. Yes, yay. That's exactly what that stands for.
All right, cesarean section was scheduled. The infant appeared healthy but was given an MRI exam to be sure. If they hadn't done the testing, the hospital said they would have sent Sam home with me, Esquibel said.
Right.
He just seemed to be healthy as can be, other than this, what?
Other than we just cut something off of him that had a little dead baby foot in it.
Other than we had dead baby foot inside of his skull.
Right.
And
other
fucking
than that, he is A-okay. 100%.
They're like, if they hadn't seen this.
Right.
If they wouldn't have caught it before we left the hospital, they would have just sent him off. So thank God doctors do their job.
Yes. Right? Let us take this moment to thank God. Hey. Thank you.
Thank you, God. I was absolutely devastated, Esquibel said. We didn't know if he'd make it through the surgery or not, and it was a 50... What?
God says you're welcome.
Oh, thanks for translating.
Everyone that thanked God just now, I just want you guys to know, he said, hey, anytime, you're welcome.
And it was a 50-50% chance the tumor could be cancerous. 2.5 months later, Sam has mostly recovered. Now that the sutures have healed, the infant is scheduled for 25 sessions of physical therapy to improve use of the right side of his head and neck.
Right, because remember when we said he's mostly okay? The part that doesn't make him, like, totally okay is that he's a little retarded.
Like, he can't move his head and neck.
But other than that, he's, like, good to go.
You never know if he didn't have a scar there, his mom said. Oh, good.
You would never notice.
That's
like,
crazy.
He's totally not going to get picked on except that he has that scar there.
So, that's not too bad.
So, is that it for that one?
Yeah, that was it.
All right. What's the time, please?
Let's take a look down here on our little program.
Oh, goodness me. Okay. Are there any fucking clues to deuce? I'm going to read one more and we're going to get the fuck out of here because I kind of got some shit to do and I have to work tomorrow morning. It's kind of late, so.
I kind of haven't had a job for 2 weeks.
Nice. All right. Well, this one is called Prostitute Put Head in Bag by Mistake. Air quotes, because that's how it is in the article headline. A man who tried to suffocate a prostitute told police the woman accidentally put her head inside the plastic bag. Like, it's not what it looks like. She actually wants her head in here. I just want to let you guys know that.
Oh, wow.
The Supreme Court in Brisbane, of course, all this, like, really fucked up shit comes out of either Florida or Australia. It's a little something I learned while my time doing this show, 120-something episodes. A little something I learned. Our most fucked up continent, Australia, or country, whatever the fuck it is, continent, right? Okay.
Right.
Okay. So the court in Brisbane was told on Monday, 22-year-old Dirk Antoine Van Dren... What? Okay, let's set a new rule real quick here. You can only have two last names at the most. Preferably one. At the most, just two.
None of this
Antoni Van Drenbaran fuck shit. Like, that's too many. Dirk Antoni and Antony Van Den Bran. Right. That's ridiculous. He had tried to suffocate the 37-year-old woman at her Brisbane home in September last year. What kind of... Is that normal protocol? For a prostitute to take the John to her house? Like, hey, mom. Oh, hey, kids. Oh, working? Yeah. Okay. We're just going to be in here eating ramen noodles and trying not to step on the needles all over the floor. Prosecutor Michael Lehane said Van Den Brand slipped the... Jesus Christ. Slipped the plastic bag over the woman's head and tightened his hands around her neck, like so, as she escorted him to the door. She's like, This is the door. He's like, bag on the head, choking. Okay. He actually said that his plan was to render her unconscious, or the prosecutor said that his plan was to render her unconscious so he could steal back the $100 he had paid for sex just minutes earlier. So he's like, you know, you gotta, like, knock these whores out cold and then get your money back. Because, really, you don't want...
Because you can't afford it to begin with, but...
Right, because that's not, you know, it wasn't worth it, so to speak. So, Mr. Lehane said, Vandenbrand... Why am I having such a fucking hard time with that?
Because it's like a fucking Dr. Seuss name.
Okay. The court was told his plan was foiled when she screamed for her boyfriend, who emerged from another room and held Vandenbrand until police arrived. So she brings her tricks home where her and her boyfriend actually live, because her boyfriend is also her drug dealer slash pimp. So she's like, you know, business as usual. Were they making fun of your hairline?
No.
Is that why you put your hat on?
No, I've got great hairline, actually.
Actually, I don't have a problem with my hairline like you, Matt. I don't know what you're talking about. So, that's weird. You would not see that coming, right? You're fucking this whore at her house. You're like, huh, it's just me and this whore. I'm going to knock her around a bit, knock her out, take my money back. Because, you know, what's better than paying $100 for a hooker? Like, totally not paying $100 for a hooker.
That's fucking right? Nuts this really happened.
What?
That's really crazy that this actually happened somewhere out there.
You cheap-ass motherfucker, like Shazam is saying. Like, that's a cheap move. First of all, you're probably going to a prostitute because you're sick of fucking your wife. And then, instead of tipping her, you actually knock her the fuck out and then take the money you paid her. Because, you know, that's her job. That's what she does for a living, to pay the two kids you saw in the living room. Like, that's how she works. And then you're doing that. Yeah, that is kind of a dick move. I was on his side for a minute. But now that you make me think about it, you know what? Whores actually are people. Whores are just like you and me, Ben. They have to work. Who knows? You, next week, if you don't find a job, you may very well be out there prostituting for money. That could happen. That could really...
That could be you.
I have two jobs. I'm good to go. I'm good. Three, if you count this fucking shit. TheJamble.com/donate. But, like, I could definitely see that happening to you, dude. A felon went through the system. The system fucked his life up. He has no other option than to suck dick for money. Like, that sucks, yeah. Man. I feel bad for you now. And then you get done sucking some dude off, and he pays you $100. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that.
You're proud of yourself right
when
now?
I'm talking about you sucking off other dudes for money. But you're at your lowest, and you're sucking dick for $100. You turn around to get your purse and everything to leave, and this dude just fucking knocks you out, takes the $100 back. Yeah. I definitely feel for you, man. You know? I really feel for
you. If I'm in those shoes, Everett, you can feel for me, man. If that's what you want.
Oh, Mr. Lehane said Vandenbrand told police he had arrived at the woman's apartment with sex aids in the plastic bag. So he didn't actually go there thinking, oh, I better grab a plastic bag so I can get my money back, because my wife's going to be pissed when we're minus $100 in the bank account we both share. And it's time to buy new school clothes, and there's no food in the cupboards. But I can go blow a hundred on a fucking prostitute. So I have to take it back. Right. He said as he was going to leave, he had simply been holding open the plastic bag at her head level. So they're just staying there. She's all done. $100. Let me walk you to the door, as is proper protocol in the whore trade. He's just kind of standing there holding his bag. And the woman had turned. She like turned around and accidentally walked right into it. Like it was totally not my fault. Like I'm standing there, I got my shoes, she's walking me to the door, she turns around, probably to say something to her boyfriend, whatever. I'm holding the bag up at her head level. She fucking just turns around, walks right into it. All of a sudden, she's suffocating and yelling for her boyfriend, who came out and held me down till the cops got here. I can definitely plausible.
I'm trying to envision everything you just created. Shazam, just like it's not working.
Shazam says everyone should tip at least 20%. Yeah, I agree. You tip 20%. The people that bring you your food, we can go right ahead and put in the people that bring you your fucking water to your office. I mean, I get tipped like, you know, $3 to $5 on a good night for bringing food, but I don't get tipped when I'm carrying 100 pounds of water up 3 flights of stairs. Like, food weighs nothing compared to that,
that
shit.
That and you need bottles of water.
Right.
That's the weird thing.
You
could
go to the snack machine and hold yourself over, but you kind of need the water, especially if your water where you work is shit. That seems weird, doesn't it? That you would tip your food guy, but not your water delivery guy.
It's not traditional.
And then there's people that are like, fuck, I don't tip either of them. Fuck them.
You should get a
and
little,
you're the people that are on thejamhole.com/Twitter with your name and number.
You should
and
get
address.
A little, hello, my name is Matt. And then you could have like another sticker that says, like,
please tip
I accept
me.
Tips.
I like tips. I go cuckoo for tips.
Or like have like a tip cup hanging out of your fucking upper pocket.
That's good. Oh, Shazam does make a good point. She says the water delivery guy gets paid more per hour. Yeah, I do make a couple bucks more an hour at that job, and I get benefits, which is a plus. I get neither of that at the food delivery place. It's just the whole idea of it. Like, I understand that they're different industries and shit, but it just seems if you break it down to what's being done, you're carrying food or you're carrying these jugs of water, it seems like that one's more exertion.
Yep.
Okay, so she just walked into this plastic bag. Totally my bad. It was an accident. Van Den Brand said the woman panicked and struggled, and then he was unfairly assaulted by her boyfriend. He's like, shit, I didn't even know that dude was fucking there, first of all. Like, that was totally a sneak-up attack on his part. I didn't know he was there. I mean, I'm having sex with this whore. All of a sudden, here comes her fucking ape-ass boyfriend. And I don't say that because he was black. That was just because he's a big motherfucker, probably pimping, and he just, like, holds me down. That's bullshit. He had visited the same prostitute twice before on one occasion, pushing her in attempt to get her to lie down, even though he had no money. That's kind of fucked up. Like, you got to pay to play. You got to pay if you're going to fuck the prostitute.
Yeah.
Defense counsel Dave Kent says client had not been living in Brisbane for long when the incident occurred and that he had been a shy person who had struggled to make friends. He has a hard time making friends, but no problem at all finding prostitutes. Justice James Douglas rejected Mr. Kent's submission for Van Den Brand's immediate release, saying the offense was a very serious one that required a deterrent sentence. And he got sentenced to 2 years jail on a charge of disabling to commit an indictable offense and ordered he be released on parole next year. So not too bad, even though you live in Australia.
That's like a little slap on the wrist compared to some things.
I mean, I guess if it's from his point of view, accidentally having the whore walk into this bag, you were just weirdly holding it fucking her head's height there.
Yeah. What was he like? Was he holding it out like, here, put the dildos back in here. I'll take them home and wash them
and
off.
And she's like, oh, you mean these dildos? Oh, my God.
Oh, my head got stuck.
Oh, like, boyfriend. Oh, fuck. And then, yeah. But that is definitely a cheap move. And if I was that whore, your name and number and address would definitely be going on my Twitter.com/thejamhole. Definitely. All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Do you want to do another one?
Do you have another one?
I got two more.
We're kind of almost at 2 hours, aren't we? Can you look, please?
Yeah, I did. We've got about 5 minutes left-ish.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't care. Whatever. Do another one if you want.
Do you
want
to do another one?
Sure. Do one more.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Do one more because this is a good one.
This one's kind of funny. Okay. And I can relate to it. Well, kind of. Yeah. All right. So this one is called Deputies. Man flunks drug test, steals fridge full of urine.
What?
Whoa, he stole a refrigerator full of pee? All right, a Gainesville man has been accused of stealing a small refrigerator from a probation office to destroy one of his own urine samples. Must have been dirty.
So you're taking a piss test, You failed it. The piss test, you see it goes in this refrigerator. You jack the whole refrigerator.
Not just like the one.
Why? What? Why would you ever... You wouldn't just take the one? Like, they all look the same, I guess. But I don't know. I like to think in a lineup of urine, I would be able to pick my own out. I don't know.
Just like smell it, taste it a little.
No, just by looking at it. Because mine would look just like Rockstar. And I know what Rockstar looks like. And I'd be like,
yeah,
that's
fluorescent
mine.
Green.
My urine is the one with the slight luminescent glow to it. That's my pee.
It's like pulsating energy that you can feel from across the room.
It's so horrible. I'm going to die soon.
Yeah, your heart's happy.
I hope you enjoy these last few Jam Hole episodes before I fucking die. God.
Okay, so Devin Anthony Perry, 26, of 4117 Southwest 20th Avenue.
Hey, thank you for that.
He's like,
hold on, what was it?
I'm kidding.
I'm totally kidding.
Okay. Was arrested and charged with arson, destroying evidence, burglary, and larceny. Well, that's a lot of charges for just stealing a refrigerator full of piss.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that's worth it? Like, if you had to go take a piss test, and you had all those charges, like, you're going to get hit with all that if you fail this drug test.
No, I don't think it's that.
I think it is. It's like he's on probation with those charges pending if he completes probation. If he gets caught with, like, you know, dirty piss or whatever while on probation, then all those charges become active and he goes to jail. I think that's what it is.
I could
be totally wrong, but I think that's what it is.
I thought it was that's what he got charged with for fucking stealing all that stuff.
Right, and that's why he got – No, that's what he got charged with for actually stealing it?
I think so, yeah.
Like, after they caught him with the refrigerator of piss? Oh, maybe.
Well, maybe. Okay, the charges are connected with a break-in at the Department of Corrections Probation and Parole Office at 7020 Northwest 11th Place.
Right, okay,
got
that.
So, yeah. All right, so he went to steal that shit. He got caught. Now he's facing more than what he originally had, which includes arson, destroying evidence, burglary, and larceny.
Right,
that's
okay.
Bad, dude. Like,
because you took everybody's piss. Now you have to have everyone come back in.
Yeah, seriously.
And they're going to have time to, you know, take a masker or get some clean piss or whatever.
Devin Anthony Perry, a.k.a. Mark.
Mark.
also known as Mark.
He looks like
a Mark. That's really funny to me.
Wow, dude.
Wow, that's funny.
All right. Hey, yo, sup? My name's Mark.
He does not look like
you
a
call
nigga
me
to
Marcus.
Fuck with at all, dude. Does he not? He looks like he...
I would not fuck with that guy. He is a big, pissed-off-looking black dude. I would not...
Yeah.
Like, if he walked in the gas station, I would not play Slug Nug.
I would just be like, hey, what's up, man?
I'd be like, sup, dog?
I'd play it real cool, and I wouldn't make any eye contact.
I wouldn't make any, like, quick movements either.
All right. It is the same office that Perry reported to on Friday to provide a urine sample that tested positive for drug use, according to Alachua County Sheriff's Office spokesman Art Forgery.
So he was not being good on probation.
Like, so if, he was like, smoking weed or something.
Right. If you went to pee in a cup and you had weed in your system,
right,
you would have to steal the whole refrigerator full of all of the piss.
I'd take the one probation violation, but over the larceny, what was it?
Honestly, if you have all those charges on you, do you think that's your first probation violation?
This is true.
I think you're pretty used to that. I think you've probably already done time at some point in the past for said charges.
Yeah, he's probably fearing something pretty bad.
I'm thinking like three strikes, you're out kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe I would steal all of the piss instead of just that one.
All right. Based on evidence at the scene, statements by Perry, and information from probation officers, sheriff's office, investigators pieced together the following series of events. After realizing that his sample tested positive, Perry went to the office, shot out a window to get inside and remove the locked refrigerator used to store samples. Whoa. So he's like straight up. Okay.
Like, kick down the door, fucking...
Yeah, like, not fucking around. I want my piss back.
Like Ocean's 13, but for urine refrigerators. And it's just him, not a team of people.
It's like, it's like Samuel Jackson kicking in the door. Not for a briefcase full of gold.
Right, but actually for a refrigerator full of gold. Piss.
Golden piss.
Golden piss, right.
After leaving the office, Perry picked up shards of window glass that had... his blood on it and set the he set it in the shrubbery beneath the window on fire.
Yeah, you gotta hide that shit because that'll link you to the scene because you're actually already in the system. So they, if they, you know, see this and they're like, "Ooh, there's blood. Get it to Trace," and then they fucking run a test and they're like, "Oh, let's run this through fucking Ivis or CODIS or whatever the fuck it's called," and then it's like match confirmed in fucking neon green letters. I just watched CSI this weekend.
Nice.
And then they're like, "Oh, let's go bring him in," and then you're busted.
Right.
They're like, "You stole this refrigerator full of piss," and you're like, "No, I didn't." And they're like, "Yeah, you did.
Here's we found glass your blood
with your blood on it. Booyah. Third strike, you're out, son." So yeah, you gotta hide that shit.
All right, probation officers who arrived at the office.
I like
how
he thinks smartly. I like that.
Sure.
I like that.
Hiding it like in some shrubbery down by a window at the probation office.
Yeah, right.
That's fucking retarded.
I'm just thinking of like where our probation office is. I'm picturing how you could have done that there. Well, and I don't see that happening.
Do you know what one ours is?
I think so. At the courthouse, isn't it?
That might be one, but I think that ours where the piss is, like mine's at the triangle building.
Okay, yeah.
You know where that's at?
I think so, yeah.
And like, that's just plain asinine. Oh, I've got this bloody glass. Here, I'll toss it in these bushes.
Well, yeah.
Stick it in your pocket.
Take it with you.
Eat it or something, man. You can't just. What? Put it in the shrub. Here, I'll just lay it neatly. I'll wipe it off and lay it neatly here on the desk, and then I'll go.
That's why whenever I'm out committing, like, bad felonies and shit.
Arson.
I always have a little thing of bleach on me so I can just
fucking splash it on everything.
First of all, I don't go around getting blood on shit anyway in the first place. You know, no fingerprints,
but
no hair. That's, you know, note the receding hairline. But if I did, yes, I would definitely take great care to remove those items.
What was that movie? I think it was on the Boondock Saints where they like have vinegar and they splash it all over and got rid of the blood that had like been sprayed all over this dude's front porch. That was pretty gnarly scene, dude. I like that.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
You got to know just from watching that shit, the bushes, the shrubbery, is the first place they're going to fucking look.
Yeah, dude.
You can't do that.
Detectives are smart. They're witty. They're like, oh, shrubs? Oh, broken glass. Blood. All right.
Booyah. In jail.
All right. At Perry's home, the investigators looked into a trash bin and found shards of glass with blood on them wrapped inside clothing believed to have been Perry's. The refrigerator had not been found by Monday morning.
Right. The clothing.
So he did take some of the glass.
The clothing he wore when he did the crime.
Right.
You got to burn that shit.
And melt down the glass and sell it to somebody.
Exactly.
All right. State records show Perry was sentenced to probation until 2018 for multiple drug convictions, including possession and sale of marijuana and cocaine.
Huh.
On Monday morning, he was being held at the Alachua. That's
right.
A weird word. County jail. I don't know. I don't know if I'd steal my own piss. That's what that comes down to.
Well, would you know not to take a piss?
I wouldn't fail it. I wouldn't fail the fucking piss test to begin with. That's a whole new sort of
trouble.
So
you're saying you have higher morals than this guy?
No.
Like, you're not out knowing that if you have cloudy piss, you're going to lose your job at the Postal Service. Like, you're not fucking around in the first place.
Like, I'm just saying, dude, that's why I've, like, cut these things out of my life. I'm on probation now, so I'm not drinking,
I'm not smoking, I'm not doing
these dumb shit things.
I'm proud of you, Ben.
And I don't disagree with those things. Like, drink, smoke, dude, do whatever you want to do. But if you're on probation, understand the consequences.
Right, if you do it and you get caught, which if you do it and you're on probation, chances are you will get caught.
That's why I keep it to the minimum.
Like that's their job. That's kind of what they do. They catch you and,
like,
you know, that's what they do.
Right. When I'm, like, around people that are drinking and, like, my friends are partying, I'm not necessarily partying. I'm chilling with my friends, listening to some music in my mind.
And,
but if they need a ride somewhere, they're not driving. The sober guy's driving.
Yeah.
Like, and I see that as a pretty legit thing. And I'm not being a dumbass. I'm not like, dude, it's 6 in the morning. You're trash. Let's go fucking speed down Main Street, you know? Let's go cruising through every stop sign we can and blow up the fucking police station.
Well, and if you've done fucked up shit to the point where you're on probation, maybe you should take a minute.
And consider change.
Take a sober minute and a look at your life and what you did to get in the probation that you're on and, you know, make some changes.
Yeah, dude. Adjust appropriately. And that's what I've done.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
To a certain extent, I think.
You're working on it. And that's good. At least you're working on
it. Right. All right, so we're at 207.
That's it. We are done. Diddy done done.
I love everybody.
I love everybody. I love you, Ben. Thank you.
I love you, Matt.
Ben, thank you for hosting episode 129 with me. It's been a slice of heaven.
In your mouth.
In my mouth. You've melted in my mouth as well as in my eardrums, Ben. You have a beautiful voice. I enjoy it very much.
Nice.
I like to thank everybody listening that listen live, everyone that's listening at this point in time in their cars, at work, wherever you may be listening to this at. Thank you for listening. TheJamHole.com. You can email us always. We will always talk to you. Say hi. info@thejamhole.com. We'll talk to you guys Friday. I don't know who will be with me Friday. Perhaps Braden, perhaps Ben, perhaps Matt. I don't know.
Perhaps Marcus. Kyle.
I don't know. Perhaps everybody.
This is fucking crazy.
No, probably
dude.
Not everybody, because my place is too small for that shit. Cameras and mic stands and yeah.
If I ever find a job, I just want a consistent schedule here at the Jam Hole.
Well, if you ever find a job that will hire you because of your felon status, we'll talk about it.
We'll discuss.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you Friday, probably around 8 p.m. TheJamHole.com/Twitter. Follow us, and you will know what time. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.